put the in stereo.
Unfocus! That's really funny because maybe we weren't in stereo the first time.
Oh, shit, maybe we weren't. But we're on focus. We're in stereo. This is episode 292, and I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and this episode is the Shed Ninja episode.
Yeah, Shed Ninja.
And he's the... Not the trainee, not the ninja,
no.
But the shed Pokemon.
Oh, that's it? I thought it was going to be like the dead Pokemon.
Damn.
So Shed Ninja comes out after you evolve Ninkata. And if you have an extra spot on your team that isn't taken, so you have like five Pokemon or less, then you would also get Shed Ninja as you get Ninjask.
What?
Yeah, you get two Pokemon from one.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I have no fucking clue. But Sheninja only has one HP, and he has a special ability that he only takes damage if he's hit, I think, is by either, is it a critical hit or a super effective attack?
What? Otherwise, he takes nothing?
Otherwise, he's taking no damage, yeah.
Fuck. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Can he attack?
I think he could, yeah. I'm pretty sure he has some attacks. I don't remember exactly.
Well, that's probably really fucking annoying at tournaments unless you have a way to make that happen every time, huh?
Yeah. I mean, like, once you know how to beat him. I mean, I don't think his stats are high either, though. So, it's like, I'm not even sure if he's worth putting out there. Yeah.
Okay. You hit him with Fisher every time and just hope for the best, right?
If it's super effective or critical.
Isn't Fisher always critical?
I don't know.
I think Fisher's always critical. No, Fisher's a one-hit knockout.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's for sure. That's true. It's different.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, this is the nerd podcast about comics, video games, movies, and you know, all that stuff.
You'll get more Pokemon talk a little later.
Yeah, some of that too. Some of that.
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 because this is a Collision 28 production.
Yes, don't forget. You can also we're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all that stuff.
Yeah. Also, youtube.com/unfocuspodcast. Watch these episodes recorded later on.
Share with your friends.
That's right.
Right. Other stuff we'll talk about later, but so AJ, you want to tell us how your Unfocus week was?
Oh yeah, sure, hold on, let me grab my bag of stuff here.
Oh shit,
I only got like two things in here, but I started reading one of my many comics. I started reading Avatar: The Last Airbender, North and South. So anyone that doesn't know, if you ever watched the Avatar: The Last Airbender series, it's continuation from that in comic book form, published by Dark Horse Comics. And this is like the fifth arc in that line. So this is where Sokka and Katara go back to the South Pole for the first time in a while. It might be the first time since the end of the war, which is the end of the series. Maybe a little after that or something like that. I'm not sure if they went back after that or not. Anyways, they come back out there a long time, and all of a sudden, there's buildings and shit. Last time we saw the South Pole, it was just, you know, igloos and a little bit of snow here and there.
They got buildings now?
They actually got buildings around and all that.
My bad.
And actually, like, one of these first pages, you actually see them. They're, like, fucking shocked about it. No, not that. That's what it used to look like. Going back over here. Come on. Where are you? Damn, did I pass it already? No, it's right here. No. Where the fuck is it?
Penguins!
Yeah, they do penguin sliding in. There it is.
Oh,
so
shit.
So that's the South Pole now. Has like 2-3-story buildings and shit.
It's made out of ice?
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how they're building their shit, but...
Damn.
Yeah, they got kind of crazy. So I read the first, because there's three books in this whole thing. I got this whole trade, like hardcover trade, that has all three books from that arc in here. So yeah, I just finished reading the first book today.
Okay, so I got a question for you about your Avatar comics.
Yes.
So now that you know... They're gonna do all this Avatar shit, you know, and mm-hmm. with Paramount Plus,
yeah,
which I have because you know that that what's it called is gonna change my the thing I let you use. What did I let you use to watch the
CBS?
That's gonna change automatically into Paramount Plus,
yeah.
So we're gonna have access to that shit,
right?
But question: so now that you know they're gonna like do all this Avatar stuff, both about Aang and Korra and other characters, like, mm-hmm. are you worried that these comics will A, no longer be canon, or B, brought to life in live action?
It'd be easier.
It'd be
easier for them to just animate this shit, or maybe elaborate, extend the story's lines a little bit more. You know, just for to fill it a little bit more.
You're not afraid of them like decanonizing it and writing their own thing?
Because
the writers didn't write this, if you know.
They were involved though.
Yeah, they're involved, but they always. I feel like every time I see an interview with them, they say that every time. Like they make a point to say like we're involved. We give some input, but we didn't write those. Like
yeah, like they didn't write the stories and all that. But like anytime, like they kind of go over it to make sure. Like oh yeah, this all makes sense for the story. That's all cool. You guys can do that. That's kind of how it goes. Honestly, I don't think I would mind just because like some of these stories are pretty cool and everything, but like I feel like they could probably be a little bit better sometimes. Yeah, because they almost feel like filler in a way. You know, like when you watch a filler episode, like Naruto and stuff like that, like they seem pretty cool. Like, oh man, this is pretty dope. But then you know in the back of your mind, like, but it's, none of this is real. None of this matters.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of this shit does matter though, because it looks like it's going toward how Korra is building up and everything.
Okay, so it's not really filler. You do feel like.
Yeah, like it feels like filler, but you know it's actual real shit going on. Like I feel like they're trying to like tell you, like, okay, this is how something is made, and here's a story all around how that came to be. So I feel like it's kind of like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't feel like I'm getting enough deep detail into the lore too often. And then again, maybe I'm just like overlooking some things. Overall though, which is mentioned in this book, I noticed is that the overall, every story is a step toward modernization in the series too, which we all see in Korra later on, right?
Yeah, because that's a thing.
Yeah.
So you can see the building blocks of, you know, the future that they make coming, right?
Yeah, okay, exactly. Cool. So you definitely, every series, you always see a little bit of that coming. Like, oh, okay, this is like Korra shit coming on. This is the step. You're seeing that throughout all the comics here.
Okay, so you think there's a pretty good chance of them just making an animated short about the, like a 3-episode, 5-episode event about each of these things?
I would like to see that, yeah.
Or maybe
like,
just a whole season that compiles them, would be best, maybe?
Every arc is 3 books, and I could see one book being 1, maybe even 2 episodes, because they're not that long.
Right.
They don't have that much detail to go through.
Do you think they could get a whole season out of comics they have for
Aang? I think they could do a whole season out of all the comics, yeah.
That's cool.
I could see that. What I hope they can, if they do go that route, though, and just brand new shit and, like, you know, decanonizing the series, the comic series, mm-hmm. then I hope they still take pieces from it and not split away too hard away from what the comics are.
So kind of like what Star Wars ended up doing, like how eventually they started referencing things from the old canon, right?
Yeah, yeah, like okay. Something like that would be okay, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. I got good insight from you as someone who read the book.
But they're cool stories, though. Like I like the way this one's going, because I remember watching Korra, I think it was season 2, when Korra goes back to the South Pole,
yeah,
and sees all the fucking like the people that are against certain parts of, you know, like I know
they're having a civil war. Yeah,
there's a civil war in there. That's actually the episode was called
Reason.
Civil War.
What's up, Reason?
Is that how you spell TTE?
I guess he's decided. He's gonna emphasize the E.
Oh, Tekken! I see what he's doing already.
Ah.
But I seeing hints of that in here too, because there's a it seems like a civil war going on right now, because the Northerners have come to the South Pole to help recolonize and to modernize them a little bit, but then there's some people there just like
dicks,
fuck this shit, like why are the North coming here, like, you know, like devaluing our shit and just making up their own shit, you know, like they're calling themselves like a cheap version of the North Pole is what they're saying.
Right. Okay. Haters is what they call them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think by definition in Webster's dictionary, they call them haters.
North Pole haters. Yeah. That's exactly what they are.
You call that hateration, right? That should have made the dictionary by now. Yeah. Right?
And Hokoda is apparently practically like the president. He's the head chief of the South Pole now. Oh man, the last fucking scene you see in the book and in this first book was him. One of the Northerners is like helping rebuild and add new building this shit, and they're twins or brother and sister, really, is what they are. And they come through, and then Sokka and what's her name, Katara, are like why is he going about all this? This is not his style. Like, this is kind of odd, right? Uh-huh. And they kind of walk up on him, like, you know, making out with one of the Northerners and shit. It's like, oh shit, and that's where that ends. I was like, oh, about to be some drama right
drama.
Now.
Drama. Yeah.
Anyways, that's where that's going.
That's pretty cool.
I also picked this up. I've been looking for this, and I finally got it. And everything that you see through on the stream right now, this is supposed to be green.
So that's Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, Super Mario Adventures. So if you've ever like bought a Nintendo Power back in the day, they actually had some little comic series going on there with Mario. I think also they did Legend of Zelda in there too. Yeah,
oh, shit.
This is all the Mario comics, all that's in one book. So everything that came out of the Nintendo Power is right there.
You know what's interesting about that? I just saw that they have the actual mangas in American in English now,
mm-hmm.
and the mangas of the Mario Brothers ones, like the thick short ones.
Yeah,
and I know they're different than this. So that's cool to know that they finally gave you something that gave you that.
Yeah, because this was Nintendo Power, so this was technically all English. This was American made, I suppose, right?
Yeah,
Nintendo Power is an American thing, right?
These guys, even though they're Japanese, well, this guy has an American first name, right?
So yeah, that's the art. So I guess an American dude. I don't know about his last name, though.
That's the last name that's Japanese for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering, was this made by America or Japan?
I mean,
the writer says Japanese.
You know, maybe it was a story. Maybe this was a manga in Japan, and then maybe they these stories are cool. Let's translate them and put them in Nintendo Power for Americans. Maybe that's how it went.
So in that way, maybe that is the same thing as the manga that's out now.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
I think I've seen the manga, though, and the art style is a lot different, though, because I've seen that manga.
Oh, okay, so
before.
Maybe it's not the same. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I think that's actually different. I don't know, maybe I'll look into that and see where these actually came from, because that's a good question.
It's funny, I was thinking about picking up that manga just because I saw it there. Like, I was at, what do we call it here? Barnes & Noble's?
Yeah, exactly where I picked this up, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I was in the manga section.
I saw those, too, yeah.
Yeah, okay, they saw those there, too. Yeah, I'm going to have to compare before I buy, but I'm going to look at them real quick when I go back there.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a different series.
Damn, the Zelda Nintendo Powers were so cool. They were for the original Zelda, right? Was it the second one?
Oh man, I don't remember. It might have been the second one. I feel.
Yeah, maybe. But it was one of the older ones. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like it was like telling. I think it was the first one actually, because it was because I remember the three-headed dragon.
Oh, and you know what? And Zelda was Link. Sorry, Zelda. I went back to my childhood fucking thought right there. Link was wearing green and green and orange.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely the first one.
Okay.
Only the first one wears those colors, you know?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that one because I feel like it was retelling all the dungeons you go through and all that. So everything you play the game, it was kind of bringing it to life in a way, I felt.
Okay.
So I think that's what's going on in that one. But I remember catching that a couple times in the book. I definitely have a Nintendo Power somewhere, but it's like all beat up and pages are missing. But definitely one of these stories is in there. And every time, like, I pass... Oh, here it is. I fucking found it. It's this one right here with the fucking ghost.
With Boo?
Yeah, with Boo. Like, I remember this whole little scene perfectly, like, because this is exactly what I have in Nintendo Power. Just these four pages. That's all it is. It's kind of like what they do with Korokoro, right? Is that what it is, Korokoro? Or is it Shonen Jump? They kind of have, like, little stories. Like, it's all comics all in one book or some shit.
Yeah, it's a compilation.
Yeah. So that's kind of what that's like. So, yeah, I haven't started reading it yet, but I will. I just want to pick it up because, like, I remember these in Nintendo Power. This is cool. See, it all just combined in one book now. Also, I played some Soul Calibur, of course. I feel like I played something else. What did I play? No, I don't think I played anything. Never mind. I think that's honestly about... Oh, yeah, I've been just working a lot on, like, wiring shit. Like, I redid all the wiring in Tai Chi's arcade stick. It looks dope now. I've always wanted to just put them in a, wire sleeving. That looks cool. Actually, I have it right here somewhere. Oh, no, I have an example of it right here.
Ooh. Oh, no, I do have it.
So these are red and black braided sleeving to kind of, you know, put all your wires, just keep them looking nice and neat. People do this in their computer sometimes too, but I've seen people do it for their arcade sticks when they have transparent casing. So I was like, oh, that'll be cool to try to learn how to do it. So I had Tai Chi be my guinea pig so I can, you know, learn how to wire that shit up. And I had fun with that and did some wiring in my 3D printer, printed some more batarangs. I think I showed it off last week already. So that's pretty much all I've been up to, I believe.
Okay. As far as I go, I've been watching a lot of Battlestar Galactica, which I think I've been mentioning that I've been checking that out. But yeah, now I'm on season 2. I'm like more than halfway through it. That shit's fucking crazy, man. That shit's a crazy ass drama. I feel like it's way more of like a crazy ass drama than it is about space shit.
Space drama.
Yeah, it's a space drama.
You can't get that drama anywhere else, T.
No, only in space. Hey, we'll have that soon. We've been fucking making some big moves to go to outer space. I'm sure you've been hearing, right?
No.
It's happening.
Okay.
There's a lot of shit happening with that. But yeah, man. It's pretty interesting. What else have I been
doing? Speaking of space, I watch X-Men. I'm in season 3 now. So the Savage Land thing finally ended. It's like you always get like a little bits and pieces of it throughout the season, and it finally ended. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
So you're done with the Sinister Savage Land thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make a great X-Men movie, the whole fucking Savage Land
thing?
That'd
be interesting. It was kind of weird because I wasn't sure what was going on. Like, why are they here? And then it's like, oh, okay, it's make it. And it all kind of came together at the end. I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. I'm like, yeah, this might be cool. Right now, season 3 started off with Lady Deathstrike and some random spaceship they found that was absorbing peoples and shit like that.
You know what's interesting? When that came out, when that premiered, that special, that first episode of the season,
mm-hmm.
it premiered as a movie on TV at night.
Damn, remember when Power Rangers did that shit
too?
Yeah,
I do.
That's fucking weird.
When they got their new Megazords.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, they kicked off the new season with, it was like 7 p.m. and X-Men came on, and they showed like both episodes or that whole arc of the whole alien thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In
one like run. Two episodes, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so dope. And like, I felt like they had really good ratings too. I think that's why the show kept getting steam and stuff like that.
That's cool.
Because I guess even the, either the kids are making the adults watch it or the adults are like, oh, that's pretty good. You know, like either way.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Yeah, and they're actually, maybe, that kind of makes sense too, because there was like a little backstory for Lady Deathstrike, how like she, they knew each other, Wolverine and her.
And from all Japan that. And shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. This is like a little, almost little adult. There's like a little love affair going on right here. And then I remember Lady Deathstrike from the movies. I was like, oh, this is her, huh? but also they went into space. And again, I was getting flashbacks from the My Way Entertainment, the Juggernaut bitch stuff. I don't know if you remember, but they also did a part where they went into space. Do you remember that at all?
Or who went into space?
X-Men.
Oh, with a Shi'ar? With the Shi'ar Empire?
And the Juggernaut. Remember the Juggernaut? They redubbed it.
I remember that. Art. Oh, did you see the episode?
I saw that episode.
Oh, shit. What did you think about seeing the real thing?
It was, I was just like, every time I saw something, I started laughing because it opened up with what they call the Shi'ars?
The Shi'ar.
The Shi'ar, okay. So the Shi'ar were being attacked, and then one of the aliens, like, you know, just mentally, you know, sent a message to Xavier, to Professor X, and then he wakes up from having this dream. But then they show that little moment where that little alien looking like a grasshopper dude kind of like looks at the screen and is like, help, or something like that, right? But I remember in the dub version of it, when they're kind of just parodying it, he said something crazy like, rah, and then Professor X is like, oh my god, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He woke up and said, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, he just said something stupid. Like, I forgot what he said, but I remember that just being hilarious, and I started laughing when I saw it. I was like, oh my god, this is that shit. And then and then there's a part where Cyclops comes to talk to Beast and Wolverine, but he's like on the other side of a door in like some little room, and he just like peeks in there, and Cyclops, he says like, oh yeah, we're ready, guys, something like that. But I remember in the parody, he's like, who the fuck is fucking, you know? And I saw that moment again. I started laughing. I was like, oh my god, like, I'm just getting flashbacks from the My Way shit. But I saw that. Looks interesting. It's called the Phoenix Saga.
You're in the Phoenix Saga.
Yeah, so I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be the Phoenix shit. Oh, fucking funny too, because I was watching it with Carla, right? And then when Professor X was telling the X-Men, it's like, okay, yeah, I got you guys a mission. I don't know what's gonna happen though, but I need you guys to go to space right now. He's telling them all that, right?
Yeah.
And so Rogue was in there. Rogue was on a mission somewhere. So like, Rogue's on a mission. So I need all you guys to go to space. And everyone's like, all right, let's do this. And then he pulls Storm off to the side, except for you, Storm. I need you here on Earth. And she's like, all right. And then Carl's like in the background, like, why? Because she's black? Like,
wow. Oh, that's so funny. Except for you, Storm, yeah. Right? Specifically.
Just the fact that Carla said that just had me laughing, though.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, but Storm didn't get to go to space.
That's too bad. All right. Well, other things for my info. Well, so X-Men, anything else you checked out?
No, that's about as far as I got.
Yeah, other things for my focus. We've been playing Splatoon a lot. As I mentioned last week, the fucking R button not working is really fucking annoying, especially since I use the only charge fucking bomb in the whole game that actually gets more powerful as you charge it, and I can't do it because the R button's fucked. I can just throw them, you know, like at regular power.
Yeah.
So I've been playing that a lot.
Wonder if I can open that shit and maybe fix it. Like, do you feel like it still clicks correctly and all that?
Sometimes it clicks like, weird. Sometimes it clicks.
Like, does it feel right? Like, the feeling?
So, yeah, it does. It's just, it's not, it doesn't trigger in every spot like it used to. It only triggers in one little corner, and that corner's kind of hard to hit.
So when you do push it, it doesn't feel right all the time.
Right.
So that might mean something in the inside there is just kind of moved off to the side a little bit. So I can probably open it and see what it is.
You want
to
try?
That'd be cool. I can check it out for you. I forgot I could do that.
Okay, nice.
Anyways, go on.
besides that, I broke out a whole bunch of Marvel comics. Oh, damn. Did I leave them here? Did I put them back? Fuck, I put them back. I almost want to go get them real quick.
What'd you find, though?
Man, I got a picture. Can I send it to you? Can you put it up? Is that possible?
You can try.
All right, yeah. Well, anyway, I was just got done watching that WandaVision episode, you know, and I was like, man, I need to go fucking do some research. So what I grabbed was Spider-Man, Doctor Strange team up. You know, I grabbed Amazing Spider-Man.
Like, you had these?
Yeah, I have these physical. That's why I wanted to go get them right now real quick just to show them off.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, I'll just try to find a way to send it to you right now. But yeah, I had a Doctor Strange Spider-Man team-up. I had one team-up that was actually Spider-Man and Tigra, but it comes with a bonus team-up at the bottom, and it has Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch. So I read that, Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch's team-up. And then I read Spider-Man number 250-something or other. Sure. And that was the issue where where Monica Rambeau first comes into the Marvel Universe. Ooh. as Photon, you know, as her main character. Actually, she didn't come as Photon. She came as Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was pretty crazy shit. The thing that was crazy about it, too, extra, was when I was reading it, one thing I noticed, you know, everyone's wondering who the engineer is, you know, who the engineer might be. But the crazy thing that I saw in there is, like, there's a moment she has with Ben Grimm for no fucking reason. Where she, like, I don't know why she was there, but, like, she's talking to Ben Grimm, and he's like, who the hell are you? You know, it's because she's in their Fantastic Four building. She's like, oh, I'm looking for Reed Richards. I need help. And he's like, well, who are you? And she's like, I'm Captain Marvel. And he's like, oh, Captain Marvel. He's like, I knew. He's like, are you trying to jack the old guy? You know? And she was like, she was like, there was a Captain Marvel before. She's like, I'm sorry, I'll change my name. He's like, no, no, no. He's like, don't change it. I think he'd want you to have that name. He's like, you know, he talks to her for a little bit and says, you know, you seem courageous. Like, you broke into the Fantastic Four building and you're not trying to do any damage. He's like, I think he'd want you to have that name, you know?
Okay.
And she just has a whole moment with Ben Grimm.
That's cool.
Makes me think, man, is the engineer Ben Grimm?
Yeah, yeah.
It just really makes me think.
See, it just even more hints that we're on the right track with this Fantastic Four thing.
I want to believe it, man.
Yeah, we'll find out in a couple days.
Yeah,
right?
We'll find out real soon. But yeah, other things. Yeah, that's about it that I found out that was useful. It was kind of interesting that in the Spider-Man Doctor Strange team-up, now known as Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel shows up, Carol Danvers, and she helps them out, you know, in the Spider-Man Doctor Strange team-up. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's, I wonder interesting, if they'll make a reference to that at all. And, you know, the Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch one, the one I was most excited to read, the one that I thought was going to have the most connections to everything, you know?
Said nothing.
It had the least connections to anything in WandaVision that I saw. but the cool thing is that there was really, I thought it was kind of funny, that was interesting. It starts off with a movie director, you know, a movie director, a producer, and they're filming a scene. And it's a witch casting a spell, and she's reading from an evil book, right? And the book actually, it's they think it's a prop, but it's a real book. And it's a real magical book, and she accidentally summons a fucking demon because she's reading from the prop.
Oh shit!
And then the, you know, the monster.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, it's funny they had a whole movie and TV. Like, oh, I put the I sent you an email right now.
Oh, shit! You sent an email, huh?
I thought it'd be easier. Yeah, they it was just cool that the whole movie and directing thing was a theme in it, considering what happens in WandaVision, and that's the whole theme of the show. I just thought that was kind of cool, but the story had nothing to do with it. A demon came out of the fucking book and Wanda crossed it, and Wanda was trying to stop it. By the way, anyone watching the feed, these are the three books, starting with the left Doctor Strange team-up, Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange team-up, and then the first appearance of Monica Rambeau. I have these. I love that I have them. You know? Like, I never thought these would be worth any money or matter or anything. This shit's already worth money now.
Yeah.
Apparently, the first issue of West Coast Avengers with fucking Vision and all white and bigger than them and shit, that shit's worth money now.
That's crazy.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. But yeah, the only thing that was cool is that Wanda tried to kill this monster because it was spitting fire everywhere. And Doctor Strange was... Like, he was, man. He was like Dylon.
Damn.
And Doctor Strange tells her, like, oh, you know, this demon communicates through fire. He's not actually trying to fuck shit up. He's just trying to fucking communicate. But, you know, no one gets it. He's from a different dimension, so he thinks different, you know?
Yeah.
And so she's like, don't worry, I'm going to help you send it back. And so Wanda and Doctor Strange do a spell together, and they send him back to his dimension. And he's like, so yeah, Wanda, you can't always attack everything. Sometimes you gotta, like, you know, see what's up with it exactly. You know, maybe it's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It had nothing to do with shit. With just the movie thing was the only weird thing. It starts out with a movie scene, and that was kind of cool.
So they just kind of took an element from that, maybe, or maybe it's just coincidence.
Yeah, maybe coincidence. Yeah. Who knows? Or maybe, you know, they're thumbing through it, and they're like, oh, you know.
Oh, okay, let's incorporate movie shit. What else here? Maybe a fire demon? Okay.
So, you know, so moral of the story, I didn't think I got any insight except for the whole thing about Ben Grimm telling Monica Rambeau she should be Captain Marvel,
right?
Which, you know, maybe he's her engineer.
Maybe,
you know?
We'll find out.
I've mentioned before, it's got to be Reed or Ben, unless it's nobody that matters, you know, or somebody brand new.
They haven't said they casted anyone yet for those roles, right?
But the movie's already written, they said. So I'm like,
didn't we talk about that they're already kind of filming it and what's her name was over out over there?
Yeah. So, but we also got a confirmation she's not Invisible Woman.
Yeah. Maybe they do have
the cast
already, and they haven't told us yet. So maybe this would be the first reveal of one of them.
This does happen all the time. They do this all the time. Like it happened with Scarlett Johansson. Like nobody knew who the fuck, you know, she was.
Black Widow was going to be.
Yeah, they didn't know she was going to be in that movie at all. You know, they kept that shit quiet.
That's cool. Oh yeah, that or maybe they'll name drop and stuff like that, and not even show us.
Yeah.
Who it is? They did it with Chadwick Boseman too. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true. They did do it with Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, because Black Panther was just in the movie, and everyone was like, "Oh shit!" I think you only saw it in the trailers right before the movie came out. Like they started promoting it a little bit, you know.
But we didn't know who it was.
I don't think we knew Black Panther was going to be in it until the later trailers. Black Panther and then Spider-Man.
But did we know that Chadwick Boseman was going to be in the movie at all?
I think he was casted, but they didn't tell you who he was. They said he's in it, you know.
Okay. We'll see what happens then.
Yeah, I think that's mainly it. Right. I really, really, really wanted to fucking watch WandaVision once or twice more and put together a video real quick, but I don't think there's time to do that and put it out before the episode comes out at this point.
Unless we were actual full-fledged YouTubers, and yeah, we can do that shit easy, but we're not there.
I'm working on it.
We don't have time.
We gotta finish that Slayers, man. All right.
Yeah, we do. Shit.
That being said, let's jump into the podcast.
Don't forget, we're on Twitter at Unfocused. Focus 28 and Unfocus Podcast on Instagram.
You can email us at gmail.com and focuspodcast@gmail.com. You know, likes, comments, tell us things that you want us to talk about or things that you know you want us to correct us on or you know us to elaborate on that we talked about last week.
And Discord, you can always talk to us in Discord too. Collision28.com/Discord to go ahead and join that. And then with that, we'll go ahead and jump into some news. This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news. Wait a minute. Were we not going to talk about WandaVision?
Yeah, let's start with that.
You want to start with that instead?
Okay.
All right.
We said news.
We said
but
news.
But actually, let's just go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah.
So, we'll make it short this week because we're almost at the end. But,
I'm pretty sure it'll be more to talk about next week. So if you don't know... we're going to do spoilers first about WandaVision, latest episode. If you're not up to date, you can bounce for a couple minutes. That's all I'm going to say. We've done this last week. You should know how this works. All right, I was right. we just got full backstory flashbacks.
AJ 100% called that this was going to be a flashback informative episode telling us about something. And it ended up being, you know what he said, backstory of... Not only Westview, but also Wanda in general.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go back that far.
And even Agatha.
Yeah, it went that far. It went back to the 1600s. I didn't expect it to go back that far. I thought it was going to go back to when the WandaVision began. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a little bit just before that. But no, we went fucking way back into time. And then we got friggin'...
I understood that reference.
And then we went to friggin' Wanda as a kid. In Sokovia. Is it not Sokovia?
Sokovia.
It is Sokovia, okay.
Yeah.
And then we got her, right when she was being experimented on with Hydra just before... I don't know when that even happened, really, actually, thinking about it. But it looks like she's had her powers the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is some pretty cool retconning there. So this means that the Mind Stone didn't really give her the powers... It kind of just
enhanced it.
It just enhanced it or opened it or awoken it.
So that being said, what AJ's referring
to... She's magic woke now.
What AJ's referring to is that they actually showed us the bomb scene in which Tony Stark's bomb destroyed the...
Oh,
parents.
Yeah, and we get to put the commercials together here.
Yeah, so that's what AJ was talking about. And, we find out that Wanda used what's exactly her power, her original power in the comic books. Hex probabilities.
Mm.
By the way, Agatha called it a hex.
Yes.
What the fuck? I thought Darcy came up with that.
She called it a hex. That's true, right?
I think now I'm fucking sure Darcy's a Skrull. Or a Kree. I'm like, what the fuck?
She did say hex. That's
why
right.
Why the fuck?
And how does Agatha know? She's
not been there.
Yeah,
what the
Darcy
fuck?
Just I just came up with this. But, that's a good point. That's an interesting point.
But beyond that, Wanda used what her original powers are in the comics,
mm-hmm.
a probability hex. And that was her power to change the probability of things happening. So, if she saw a car, you know, what are the odds this car is just going to spontaneously combust right now?
Yeah.
Zero, right? She could crank that percentage up to like 80, and the car will fucking blow up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if we can go back and listen to any at any point where Tony Stark said, yeah, my weapons don't fail at all.
You know? No, he did say that. Stark tech doesn't fail.
Yeah, yeah, has he said that before?
That was the phrase. And it's funny, because if he would have heard that story, damn, I didn't even think about that, AJ.
Right.
He has said Stark tech doesn't fail. And if he would have heard that conversation that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch had with Ultron, maybe he would have been questionable about that. You know, yeah. Maybe that would have been a mystery
like
or a thing.
Fuck? My shit don't fuck up like that. That shit should have gone off.
Yes,
that's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm glad you're here. Glad that you're alive and
no
everything.
Offense. Yeah,
but
no
that,
offense.
You shouldn't have been here.
Yeah. And so I'm like, dude, that would have been really
interesting. If it was Hammer Tech, like, are you sure it wasn't Hammer Tech?
No. That's funny. But you imagine if that was just like a little nagging side plot, like, He just always looked into that bombing, like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, how did that happen? Like, not saying they should have died, but he's just always been curious about it, you know? Like,
Maybe the purpose he didn't, like, let him know about that, just so, like, they can just keep that as a, you know, in case we need to bring this story up and have that be a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Let's just keep it out of his mouth, so
I could believe that.
Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe he just got really smart, like, where can we go back, and where do we have plot holes that we
see,
can...
I feel like it's more of that.
You think
that
so?
Was a cool way to, like, sneak in a retcon and have it mean so much, you know? That was a smart move. But okay, so yeah, so she's always had the powers. Now, let me ask what you think that means, and I'll tell you what I think that means, as far as her having the powers before. What do you think that means for Wanda?
That okay, so then she either must be a mutant because that's what she is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
so then mutants should already have existed in this world, or because at the end, Agatha calls her the Scarlet Witch, like, oh, you're the Scarlet Witch. So that could mean that maybe there's a type of, you know, I don't know, ancient, you know, demon spirit thing that, you know, gets reborn once in a while. Mm-hmm. And she just happened to, this Scarlet Witch happened to just be reborn into Wanda. And now she's a Scarlet Witch.
Maybe that's the source of her power, right?
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is.
That's what my thinking is, too. I think that maybe it's because she's that witch. She's always had these powers.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel that way. I don't know. It could be that she's a mutant.
Yeah,
but...
didn't Agatha say something about too, like, oh, like if you don't exercise your powers, then you would, you know, you should have died, but like,
yeah, you used them, yeah.
Yeah, but GB, I don't remember where I heard that, but
not sure, but
also too, and I brought this up to you before. I think I brought this up to you, but like, so if Wanda had these powers the whole time, right? How did Pietro get his powers?
You know, I thought about this since you asked me, but go ahead.
And my thought was like maybe Wanda like needed her brother to survive in some way.
That's what I was gonna say.
And kind of just forced some powers onto him. Maybe either he was born and is a mutant, or he wasn't born with powers and Wanda gave him powers.
I was thinking that Wanda maybe protected him, you know, found a way to protect him so the stone wouldn't kill him. Because she has a problem letting go.
Okay.
You know, so in that way, I guess technically she would be the reason he has powers. But I feel like maybe she put a spell on Pietro or on the stone so it would not fucking kill him. Because she didn't want to lose him. She has, she has a problem letting go. So that's what I'm thinking right away. But yeah, you know, that could be the case too. Both of those are very possible. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I can't wait to find out. One thing I want to mention real quick too is that we actually know... what's up with some of these commercials, like you said.
Yeah,
snacking on yo magic. It's fucking Agatha.
Because
of what she did to those bitches that
tried to... she sucked in their magic, and then that's why she's been living so long, because she needs to absorb people. And maybe that's where her issue is right now. Maybe that's her you know, end goal here is to get Wanda's powers so she can survive a lot longer. Maybe she's getting low on magic life energy, because maybe she absorbs... magic energy rather than life energy, you know.
And I think that's why she wants to understand her power, because she wants to know how it works, so when she drains it, she can use it.
Maybe she needs to understand what she is before she can absorb it. Maybe she's had some bad magic before and it didn't do her good, you know.
Just like, you know, me with Tommy's, you know. Fool me twice, you know.
Maybe that's what she's worried about.
Also, did you notice the mom, her mother, which confirmed is her mother? Not just a hedge mother or a witch mother. She's actually her mother.
Right. Like biological mother.
You realize when she turned up, she got that fucking that crown of power around
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so when her power is turned up, and then, yeah, she got this little energy crown around her.
Yeah, and these witches were shooting blue energy.
Didn't Agatha get that afterwards?
No. Agatha did not get that.
She did not get that.
But we don't know. Maybe she hasn't fully flexed. Maybe she does have that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that...
Yo, maybe she was the original Scarlet Witch.
I was going to say that. Oh, you were going to say that? Yeah. I was going to say, maybe she was the Scarlet Witch before, and that's why Agatha knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Agatha wants Wanda's power, because it reminds her of her mom and all that shit.
Okay, yeah.
And, maybe that's why she hasn't killed her, why she's actually a little bit loving. Did you realize she cried when Vision told her that thing? Mm. Yeah, there's also a scene in the flashback that's spaced after Age of Ultron, like immediately after Age of Ultron.
Yeah, between Age of Ultron and Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Vision and Wanda were actually, like, you know, getting to know each other and shit. Yeah, there's scenes there.
And Agatha cried. Mm-hmm. But that didn't look... At first, I thought she was being a bitch, and then just fucking with her. But then I watched the scene again, and I was like, no, she's fucking... Wanda wasn't looking at her, so she wasn't doing that for Wanda.
Yeah.
She actually teared up hearing what Vision said. I think that's because she's a little bit sad she killed her mom.
Because
there's that moment right before her mom and her fucking had their final part where she says, I could be good, you know, and she's like, you could teach me. Yeah, yeah, and her mom was you gotta die.
Yeah, and Agatha didn't seem evil throughout all this either.
She felt a little evil, but only in the way that wanted to learn whatever the fuck she wanted to learn.
I feel like
not in the way that she was wanting to kill her mom.
I feel like she's like acting evil and shit like that, and maybe doesn't mean to be evil, but like, you know, maybe she gets like just like, okay, I gotta defend myself, so fucking bitch is gonna die right now, you know? But like, I feel like she only goes that way if she feels like threatened, like she needs to.
She's saying she's Eminem. She's like, I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, she's like, I'm just kidding, ladies. You know, I love you.
It's pretty interesting talk we have about that part. Other commercial I want to mention, the Nexus commercial is giving me a really weird fucking opinion, AJ.
Yeah, so did we talk about Nexus beans last week?
I think we did, yeah, because the commercial came up, and I told you about what Nexus is in the comics.
Yeah.
So if anyone didn't catch Last Unfocus, I mentioned in Marvel a Nexus being is a person who is the same throughout every universe. And Marvel Comics is 616, and the movies is like 738 or something.
Okay.
So the movies are a multiverse of the comics. So I think she's seeing what she really is in every universe, which is the Scarlet Witch, which is basically acknowledging the comic books for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I think she saw her comic book self. Like, oh shit, that's what I'm supposed to be, the Scarlet Witch. And I think that's why they know about her, because she exists in every dimension, which would lead us to Multiverse of Madness. You know, maybe there's a problem with her being a Nexus being, you know?
Maybe not a problem, but maybe, okay, so maybe this is an option too, or a thing that could happen. Maybe Doctor Strange is aware of the Scarlet Witch, but just didn't know, like, you know, Wanda was it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You know, and then now that Agatha's figured it out, and maybe she'll, like, say it somewhere where people can gather information, and Doctor Strange will overhear it. It's like, oh, fuck, Wanda's the Scarlet Witch? I gotta fucking deal with this shit right now. So, that could be a thing?
I kind of feel like it's more likely that Doctor Strange would feel this. And by the way, why the fuck has he not felt this yet?
Maybe...
Like, I mean, Agatha said she felt Wanda's power as soon as she did this.
At the same time, though, like, Doctor Strange is not gonna fuck with shit he doesn't feel like he has to fuck with.
No,
like, right away.
It's magic. He's the Sorcerer Supreme. That's his job. Like, he should be fucking handling that, you
But,
know?
Like, you know, he's also, like, you know, he needs to defend Earth from outside invasions, right? That's why
not only outside invasions. He defends Earth.
They're dimensional.
He defends reality.
Dimensional
threats.
Yeah.
That's a dimensional threat. She's fucking with dimensions and how reality is perceived. Like, that's in his...
But maybe he doesn't feel like it's a threat yet. It's like, okay, she's fucking with some dimension shit, but it's not threatening yet.
No fucking way.
And maybe he's like,
Dr. Strange.
I'm just saying, just for the moment, maybe he's like, yeah, Wanda's cool, though. She's an Avenger. Maybe she's learning some shit. I'm gonna lay back right now and just watch this shit and just make sure it doesn't get worse. Maybe he's just waiting, you know, to come in.
You know, that brings about a theory
or maybe he just doesn't know.
That brings about a theory that I've heard, that Dottie is Doctor Strange playing coy, like waiting for the moment.
Oh, Dottie, Doctor.
I didn't think about that. Well, one weird thing I'll say real quick about Dottie that someone brought to my attention.
Maybe Ralph is Doctor Strange, my husband.
All right. Maybe. No. I think the rabbit is her husband.
Maybe not literally, but she's just saying that for story purposes, you know?
I think that's the rabbit. The rabbit's someone. Because she told the rabbit when... She's like, oh, look, she finally sees us for who we really are. That's
yeah,
what she
but
said to the rabbit.
I talk to my fish all the time. You talk to my cat all the time, too, you know?
No, I'm but just you're crazy. But you're... That's different.
Maybe she's crazy. She's
no,
been
she's
alive
just,
for like
just a witch.
400 years,
she's
you know?
She's not crazy. Like, yeah, but no, just a real funny thing someone brought to my attention. I think it was Tai Chi that Steve brought to my attention. Wanda has roses in front of her house, you know, because of vision and love.
Okay.
And Agatha has violas in front of her house, which are purple.
Okay.
And those kind of kill things because it's poisonous to some animals.
Right.
And Wanda's magic is red, and Agatha's magic is purple.
Okay, I like that.
So why does Dottie's house have yellow tulips in front, and no one else's house has flowers?
Okay.
No. And she said, did you think you were the only magical girl in town? Does it mean that
it's just
it
her.
Ends with Agatha?
Yeah.
And she did tell her Dottie was the key to the town. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm still going to go with Enchantress. I think maybe she looks just like her if she's not Doctor Strange in disguise.
Okay.
You know? Last thing to talk about. The book, man. Someone brought up...
Yeah, we didn't get any more information on that book on this episode.
You know, I think we did, though, bro.
I think we
did. You used the darkest of magics. You stole magic from above your age and above your station.
Oh, so you think Agatha stole a book from way back?
Yeah, back in the 1600s. Yeah, oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah, they said you. That's what they were mad at her about, I assume. Mm. And that's probably why she had the power to take their magic.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think I have two guesses. My wild guess and my logical guess. These are my final guesses before WandaVision's over. My wild guess is the Iron Book of Shuma-Gorath. And Shuma-Gorath is the thing that's draining energy and telling Agatha to do this. And, you know, making her do his bidding, you know, so he can come back into this world.
Okay.
Other guess. Easy one, bro. So guess, man, I don't know why we never said this on the podcast. Dormammu.
Yeah. Oh, Dormammu.
Because the Ancient One was drawing dark magic too.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the darkest of magic is Dormammu. That's and Agatha also was taking the darkest of magic. Maybe she also, just like the Ancient One, is drawing from Dormammu.
Maybe.
And you know that would bring Doctor Strange right into this. He can't let that fucking happen. You know?
Yeah, it's like Dormammu. Like I already dealt with this fool. He's back again.
Yeah, and if Dormammu gets Wanda's power or wants to use Wanda as his vessel to come through. That's fucking wild, you know? And I think this is really Kathan, but they're going to use it as Shuma-Gorath or Dormammu just to make it all make sense in the Marvel universe.
Or it could be what we all think it is in some type of Mephisto book.
Yeah, I'm starting... Nightmare. That feeling is dwindling, but I still think it's possible.
Yeah.
I still think it's possible.
Also, we were talking about, and I made some other like random theory that could be crazy. Oh, like, well, what if the guest character at the end of the series is, you know, not some Fantastic Four motherfucker, not Doctor Strange, but what if it's, what's his name, Mordo?
Baron Mordo,
yeah. What if it's him? Because his whole thing is like I gotta get rid of all these magic users that exist in this world. So maybe he's after, you know, Wanda and Agatha or something at the end.
See, I do believe that we could see him. I do think he could be involved, but I don't think he's the puppeteer because
not the puppeteer, but maybe he's like he just comes through at the end. Like I felt this presence of magic. I'm here to fuck it up now.
And then fucking Doctor Strange shows up and they fight right there in the spot. And then everyone's like, "Whoa, what the fuck is going on?" Imagine they're like, "Yo, wait a minute." And then Wanda fucking turns up because it gets dangerous for her family.
Mm.
And then Baron Mordo and Strange get scared.
Shit. Oh
damn, dude.
That'd be cool.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
We should clip this and fucking put this up.
After the episode comes out, and it's like that.
We should.
The way, guys, right now it's what's March 3rd. Yeah, it's March 3rd, guys.
We do this every Wednesday, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about real quick before we call it?
Nah, I think I got everything.
Renews us. Yeah. Let's go. All right, we're going to be done with the WandaVision spoilers now, guys. We're going back into the news.
Back into time. All right, let's go actually do this again. This is the news. The news.
All right, Netflix is on fire. I'm sure a lot of people already know. Oh, they are. I'm sure a lot of people already know because of Blood of Zeus as well as
Oh, that's another
Castle.
One I gotta check out. That's right.
Oh, you haven't seen that yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, dude. You gotta watch
an X-Men.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad at you, but I ain't mad at you, man. But Netflix is still going. If anyone knows that they killed it with both Blood of Zeus as well as Castlevania. And now they have new projects coming, one of which there's a trailer for because it's coming out March 25th. This is Dota, It's based on the game.
It is based on the game.
Yeah, the game called Defenders of the Ancients.
That's what it stands for. Okay.
I always have to look it up. The only reason I know is because I looked it up before the show started. Mm. But Dota. Yeah, Dota is a wildly popular game, specifically Dota 2, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, magic and sword, dragon hunting, monster hunting, slaying demons, that kind of thing. It's just really well done. And it's finally getting an animated series. And everyone expected it to come from Japan first. But guess what? It's coming from America first. And it looks great. There is a trailer on YouTube. You can check it out now. And Netflix also announced, on top of making a Dota anime, they're also making a fucking Terminator anime.
Whoa.
Yeah, Netflix is coming out with a Terminator anime.
That sounds cool.
It's gonna be
They can make all the movies better.
I don't think that's possible. I'm going to let that one go for now. But yeah, man, Terminator animated series is coming to Netflix. There is no exact date on it. Just that it is happening. What else can I tell you about it?
One thing with Dota, though, I forget the exact story and how it works, but I think Dota is a mod of another game. I think it might be Warcraft. And then, like, the people wanted it to be better and shit like that, so they modded it and you know, kind of hacked it a little bit. Oh, maybe it was another game.
I think that is Dota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is
I forgot what it originated from, though. And then, yeah, they went through legal shit with Blizzard or whoever and shit like that. So Dota is a hacked version of some other game. So I wonder how many story elements are going to be in this anime that are kind of from some other game, but they've just been hacked to death. And I guess they got their own storyline. There's a Dota 2 and shit. So I wonder how that all works, because at least the gameplay all came from another game.
Yeah.
So
it's something
that's
original.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as for the Netflix one, for the Terminator one goes, though, Netflix is teaming up with the production team IG. It's a Japanese studio, and I believe they are responsible for the Ghost in the Shell adaptation.
Okay.
And it's also going to be written by Matt Tomlin, who wrote Project Power, which is a movie on Netflix that was amazing with Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Highly recommend that if you haven't seen that. And, yeah, those guys are working together to make this come to life, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's gonna be, all they said is that it's an animated series set in the Terminator universe. So I don't know what that means. That could take place anywhere. It could be about John Connor's uprising. It could be about the Terminator itself, maybe movie 2, you know, who knows, movie 1.
Could be about Greg, some new character.
Maybe, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right,
so Diplomat kind of confirms what I was talking about with Dota. He said there was a Dota 1, and it was basically abandoned and was a mod of Warcraft 3. Then Gabe, the owner of Steam, brought that shit. Oh, he bought that shit, and now it's on Steam.
Oh, that's
why League is basically similar to Dota, because there was nothing like that around. But League of Legends is shit.
Right, so they just took whatever they could from it, basically, right?
So League of Legends is kind of, okay. So League of Legends is kind of... is a mess. That whole genre is a mess. Because they just took from each other. Back and forth, it sounds like. Anyways, yeah, thanks for that confirmation there, I guess. All right.
Should I go again for another one real quick?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah. Real quick, something I thought I talked about last week, so forgive me if I'm repeating, but I don't think I did. I kind of don't remember, and AJ said I didn't, so we're going to talk about a new thing that they have in Disney Plus called Disney Star that is not available to us in America yet.
Okay.
This is available to Europe and Asia, I believe. Obviously not China, because China doesn't have Disney Plus, but everywhere else, it's available. And Disney Star is basically going to be a separate channel within Disney Plus.
Whoa.
That lets you access their rated R material.
Whoa.
Because right now they have a shitty way of doing it. It's speckled in, you know, and you can't find it on their regular recommendations and feeds and shit. You have to actually search their rated R things. Like, I think they own Princess Bride, which I love that movie.
That's rated R?
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Mm-hmm. But this goes for anything they have that's rated R or above PG.
So you got to find it by name.
Yeah, you have to look for the specific thing.
It's not going to come up like recommended or shit like that, or simple searches.
Yeah, and that's kind of annoying, you know, because sometimes you just want to look at, oh, well, what do they have that I can fucking watch as an adult? Like, I know you guys have shit. They do have shit, you know? and so they've done a price hike across to other countries, and they've introduced Disney Star. And, it gives you access to a lot of things that we know Disney owns that also is not on Disney Plus yet. Like, a lot of Fox things that are rated R, you know? Like, You Got Mail, the X-Men movies, shit like that, you know? And this will be available...
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah, this will all be on Disney Star.
I think we need a better name.
Yeah, it's just called Star. It's Disney Plus, and it's a section thing that says Star. You just click that, and then that's all that.
They need to make it less appealing to kids, so kids won't want oh, I love stars.
You can lock it, though. That's the thing. You can lock it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping they do, too. Or not hoping they do, sure they will do, is, like, put some type of parental lock on it. Like, okay, if this is an adult account, then this is going to be open. But please confirm you're an adult. And, of course, you have your child profile, which is probably not going to have the star on there. But you got to make it something more less appealing to a kid. Maybe like a circle.
Right.
I don't think kids care about circles.
yeah. But so this goes even
triangle.
This goes even further that
math problems.
This will go up to $1 for most countries. It's almost $3. I feel like it went up a month.
Okay.
But for us, it's going up $1, or maybe that's just the equivalent. Maybe it's the same. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, we're going to be getting this eventually. And it says, all we know is sooner than we think. They're just testing
tomorrow.
It out. Tomorrow. Oh, no, we do know, actually.
It's already happened.
No, it hasn't happened yet. But no, they're testing it in other countries right now. But it's only been out for a week. So I guess the test went well. Because today the news came out. It's coming out. It's going to happen March 26th. Okay. Our prices will be raised by $1 and Star will be available.
What a bitch, but okay.
Yeah, that's happening. Sorry. March 26th, you're paying $1.
We're paying that year thing, though. So, like, you already paid for our year, so I think we'd be fine. And then probably when that renews,
wait,
it'll probably be more.
I wonder how that works.
That's the only way to do it, because they're not going to be like, oh, okay, we raised our prices, so now you owe us for the remainder of the year, so an extra $6, please. Like, they're not going to do that shit.
I hope not.
People are going to be pissed. So I'm pretty sure, like, if you're, it's like being grandfathered in, you know? It's like, okay, I'm already paying for this shit, so if you fuck with this shit, then it's going
to
go up.
I hope you're right. I haven't looked into that. I'm going to try to look into that before this episode's over, but yeah, okay, I'll check that out. I hope you're right.
I'm sure that's how it is, because they're not going to be that stupid.
Because I've already paid for the year, so that'd be sweet if I don't have to pay.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, it's only $1 and shit, you know? So
yeah.
I see no other way around it, honestly. So I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to be.
Never underestimate greed.
Or
Diplo.
Or they're going to be like, okay, yeah, so we have this new star thing, but you're not paying this higher tier right now, so you're not going to have the star shit until you up your thing. Maybe that's how it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, see, I was going to say, that makes sense.
If you resubscribe and pay this new fee, you know, then we'll give you access to that.
I could really
that could
see
be another way, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
I guess we'll find out.
I hope, yeah, probably Simpsons will find move out over to or that we'll, too.
Yeah. All right.
AJ?
Want me to go? So we got some news about Pokemon. You know what? Last week, I was going to say at the end of the show or something, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, I have a prediction. Because last week we got our, or maybe the week before, we got the Nintendo Direct, right?
Yeah.
And normally when there's a big Nintendo Direct, there's like a Pokemon thing right after, like a week section. Later. Yeah, like Pokemon has their own Direct a week afterwards. So I was going to say that, like, okay, we just got a Nintendo Direct this week. I bet you next week we're going to get an announcement or an actual Pokemon Direct or something like that. And 2 days later, after the show last week, it actually happened. They got the next day, actually, on Thursday, they announced, okay, we're going to have some Pokemon announcements to go over. And then on Friday, we actually got all those announcements and all that. And the number one announcement that everyone's been wanting to get was a remake for Gen 4 for Diamond and Pearl. Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Pearl, which we've been, like, we keep predicting this is going to happen for, like, the last 3 years. We've been saying it's going to come out this year, and it didn't. I was like, okay, next year it's going to come out, and it doesn't. And finally this year, like, it has to come out by now. Come on now. Like, we know this is coming. And, yeah, it finally was announced. So we're getting Pokemon Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond. I believe this said later this year.
Yeah.
Now the
fucking Poffins, they're back.
Poffins, yeah. That's exactly what DJ and Wags were talking about when this announcement came out.
Yeah, the first thing I said, you motherfuckers better get ready for the fucking Poffin game.
Yeah. Only thing is, people are upset because look at this the way it's animated and everything. It looks like a chibi form, right?
Yeah. So.
Now, usually when they do a remake, they do it in the current gen style, so.
Well, they are here when the battle starts.
Yeah, right here. Yeah, like all this looks cool and looks, you know, kind of almost like what today's look like, but the whole overworld map doesn't look like our overworld map and Sword and Shield right now.
Is that big of a deal? Is it really?
People are upset over this. Yes.
Huh.
I'm okay with it. I get it.
People are bitch asses.
But if you think back though, like remember when Ruby Sapphire came out,
right?
And then Leaf Green Fire Red came out, right? And they had those same graphics, right?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. And then Gold and Silver, or Heart Gold Soul Silver came out, and that was when Diamond and Pearl came out, and they had very similar graphics, overworld and everything.
You know,
and then the recent Ruby with Ores came out. It was the same as X and Y. They didn't do that with this. So people are upset
like
over that.
I feel like the fact that they did it for the battles, at least, is fine.
Yeah, battles like look fine and everything. I think the reason they went this route, though, was because for Sword and Shield, what happened with Sword and Shield? What was the big thing about Sword and Shield that happened? We're missing Pokemon, right?
Yeah, everyone was pissed about that.
And their excuse was there's just so much graphics in this thing that we couldn't fit all 800 Pokemon in the game. So I feel like they dumbed down the overall graphics so they can fit all the Pokemon. So that's my guess. My guess here is that Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl will have all the Pokemon models in there. And, you know, at the cost of that is, you know, having the game overworld look dumbed down.
Okay, be that the case, then everyone should shut the fuck up. But if that's not the case...
Chibiwag says, I'm a bitch ass, and I'm not happy about this. So, T.
Understood. you know, I'm not glad at you, but I'm not mad at you, man. Okay. All right.
But you're saying that? I thought you were saying something. Or did you finish your thought about that?
I was done, yeah.
Oh, okay. You want me to tell you the other thing that they announced?
Yeah.
All right, so also at this Pokemon event thing, they also they showed us more shit about Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah, finally. I want to know more about that shit.
Yeah, so it looks cool. We have a new professor, new person guy, I guess.
It's not going to be Tom?
No, I didn't know that was his name.
Wait, that's his name, right?
I don't remember.
It was Tom, right?
No, wasn't it?
Tracy and
was
Tom.
Was it Tracy?
Right? Tracy was the guy with the headband. Mm-hmm. And Tom is the photographer.
I don't know
right?
who fucking Tom is. I have no clue.
Bro, I think his name is Tom.
All right. But, anyways, check this out. We got like, what was my thing that I found out about this? So they showed more new Pokemon Snap openings. Oh, no. I didn't put it. This is what I was going to talk about. This Luma Ball thing. When you throw it at somebody or a Pokemon, it makes them glow. Which, okay, cool. You maybe get some bonus points when you take a picture. But check out this. He's kicking fire. And now his flames are blue because you threw this Luma Ball at him.
And what does this do? It just makes them glow?
It just makes them glow. So it's just a way to get more points on your pictures, you know, because Pokemon Snap is all about taking the best picture, right, and just having weird shit go on.
I guess that's fun, but I'd rather have them do the random interactions they do. I think that's cooler.
Yeah, maybe something will, you know? They're not showing us everything.
What does the Luma Ball do exactly? They haven't said, huh?
In real world, like life, or just
no.
game?
In the game. Have they said exactly
it just makes Pokemon glow. That's all they said.
Okay.
And then they said sometimes you might get some special effects out of
that's what I was waiting for.
So
yeah,
that's what I was saying.
So might make them do things that they wouldn't normally do, right?
Yeah, that's cool. For example, like this bunny, he's kicking red, and then now he's kicking blue.
Wait, is there more than that? Is that it? That's lame.
Don't know. That's what they told us about so far.
Okay.
But maybe other Pokemon will react differently to that. I don't know yet.
If it makes them behave,
they haven't told us.
I'll say if that makes them behave differently, it's badass. If it just changes their shit blue, that's lame. To me.
Yeah, and again, maybe it's just some Pokemon. Maybe those Pokemon are like, oh yeah, you get some new effects. But maybe other Pokemon will like react differently to it.
Okay.
So I don't know yet.
It looks good.
We'll find out.
It looks great.
Yeah, the game looks pretty dope.
The Venusaur jumping in the water, that's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's fucking sick right there. I love Venusaur, so.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us more about that. It looks pretty cool. What's the other thing they showed us? Oh yeah, so this is the other thing. And I think this is where our engine went. Our Sword and Shield engine. A little bit of the Pokemon Go engine. So check out this game. Oh, yeah. Also, so Sinnoh region, right? It is Diamond and Pearl, right? It's a Sinnoh region.
Yeah.
So this is a new game here that they announced. This is called Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Oh, to balance out Diamond and Pearl? Because Arceus is the third game, right?
No, Arceus is from... Was Arceus third gen? No,
fourth gen. Isn't he the third game in their series? Arceus wasn't in the original Diamond and Pearl.
Arceus. Oh, shit. Who was?
You know, whatever the third game is in there, you know, their middle game, their yellow, you know?
Yeah, no, but Arceus never had a game because Arceus was, oh my God, now I don't know where he came from. I forgot what Jenny's come from. But I know the third game, and it was Platinum, and that was freaking Giratina.
Oh, maybe that was
it. Yeah, I think third gen was Arceus. But this does not take place in the same timeline. Or in the same time. This takes place in the past. So this is our first Pokemon that actually, Arceus is from fourth gen. But yeah, this game takes place in the past.
Hmm.
So this is Sinnoh region back in a day before it was colonized.
So wait, who's the... Who's the Pokemon that does time travel? Is that Arceus?
Arceus is the god of Pokemon.
Which one does time travel?
Probably Dialga? Pearl, Dialga, or yeah, I think it's Dialga.
Okay.
And Palkia is space, or it was the other way around.
No, you're right. Dialga's time, Palkia's space.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, space and time.
Oh, it's interesting if there's time travel involved in this or not.
I mean, this game looks like it's in the past. And check it out. It has sort of like Breath of the Wild graphics.
It does, actually. It very much looks like Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Grass is a little lamer, but everything else looks good.
But yeah, it's a free roaming game, it seems like.
Oh,
and like you can actually walk around and throw a ball at somebody instead.
Yo,
you know?
For real?
Yeah.
This is the game we always wanted ever since we were kids?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They even show you like freaking like dodging shit. Like you kind of like rolled into the grass at some point. Where do you do it? Right here? You see the Pokemon's like, okay, let's get in the gas and like hide, you know? Like,
yo,
and then
bro,
it just throws a Pokeball.
This is the game we've always wanted. This is the Pokemon game we wanted since they first made Pokemon Snap. Like a real walk around, fucking third person view. Yeah. Pokemon catching Pokemon and shit, being out in the wild. Oh shit!
I heard that there's footage of people playing this game, like showing us demos and shit, that you can be attacked by a Pokemon.
That makes sense.
And you can fight a Pokemon if you don't have your own Pokemon friend with you. And then for this game, there's actually starters for this game, too. And the crazy thing about the starters is that these are your starters for the game. A Cyndaquil, a Rowlet, and
an Oshawa.
They're all from different games. Yeah, these are not the Diamond and Pearl starters. And they don't all come from the same generation, either. You got a second gen, you got a fifth or sixth gen, and a fifth and a seventh gen.
Are they implying that in the old days, all the Pokemon were on the same place?
Possibly.
And so they started branching. So yeah, they say that's what happened to people.
Yeah. So this might explain some of that history that we don't know about. Oh, this maybe even
the Poke Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit!
This might explain the big 100-year or Pokemon War, whatever happened that we saw in X and Y, where AZ was from and all that.
Which is funny because people have been saying that for decades that there was probably a Poke War. Remember, like ever since Gold and Silver, people have been saying, "Oh, I think there was a Poke War back
in
the day."
No, there was a war that was kind of talked about in X and Y.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying people have been thinking about that mm-hmm. since Gold and Silver, because there's evidence that there was like an older
if you talk to people and then get put stories together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested in this game. This game looks pretty sick. Everyone's more excited about this than the remake of Diamond and Pearl.
This looks great. I didn't even know about this part.
Yeah, so look out for that. This game, Legends, comes out in next year, 2022.
By the way, the guy from Pokemon Snap is not Tom. He's Todd.
It's Todd. Okay, that sounds more familiar, actually.
Yo, where's the love for Todd, man? Also, did you realize they promoted Todd in the fucking anime? Because they had him join their team for like 3 or 4 episodes, and then he left. And then Pokemon Snap came out.
That's right. Yeah. That's where he went.
That was a fucking marketing tool.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was. Dude, I remember. I saw him for 2 episodes, and then Pokemon Snap came out, and he was there for 2 more episodes, and he was gone.
Yeah. You know what? The GS Ball was a marketing thing to promote Serebii movie, but then they ended up scrapping that GS Ball idea.
Is that why that whole thing was a thing, and they had to get the GS Ball somewhere?
Yeah. But that whole plot kind of fell off, and the Serebii movie never had anything to do with with the GS Ball.
Wow, that's
but,
funny.
But that was supposed to be a device, a way to get you to go watch the movie. Anyways, check out this Pokeball, dude. So this is an old-ass Pokeball, and it has
got
like
a metal lock on it.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like an old-school, like just a normal, like, you know,
like
latch
they,
lock.
Like they could actually pop out of it if you didn't latch it?
Yeah, if you didn't close it right.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
That's interesting.
But that is interesting. I just noticed that right now. But yeah, that's kind of what we got. Also, the beginning was kind of cool because check this out. They showed us all types of things that had came out for Pokemon back in the day, like from the get-go, like, you know, Pokemon Red and Blue, Pinball with the Rumble feature. But they also, look at this camera, freaking Snap, and they just go through this whole collage of just, remember that shit? The
stickers hell yeah. I have,
from
dude,
Pokemon
I
Snap?
I still have some of those, actually, the stickers that I took from Snap.
Yeah. Apparently, well, I think we knew this too, but they also showed off that you can connect a cell phone to your Game Boy, like here, to fucking transfer with other people and shit.
What?
Yeah. You never heard about that? So in Japan, you had a special link cable that you plugged your phone into to your Game Boy Color, and then if someone else had the same cable and a similar cell phone, then you guys can transfer shit through the cell phone.
I remember link cables. I don't remember any cell phone link cables.
Yeah, no, we never got that because I guess maybe we didn't have these phones. I guess we weren't that advanced. Like
our phones probably were different.
America was kind of stupid to get this features over here because...
Dude, even with Dreamcast, man, there were some cool-ass Dreamcast features they just didn't bring here because they were like, it's the Americans aren't...
Yeah. But they showed off a lot of weird shit in here. It's like, oh, we never got that in America. Just watching this whole thing they were going through, it's like, we never got that. I never saw that in America, too. Like, there's all types of things in this that I never seen before. But anyways.
Huh.
We were fucking with Snake on Nokia, bro. I know, right? Also, Chibi Chibi Wags points out that the bottom of that Pokeball, sure enough, looked like it was wooden on the bottom. So,
It did look like that.
In Gold and Silver, that one dude, Kirk, made your Pokeballs out of Apricorns, which came off trees. So, maybe there's something special about those trees.
Wait, maybe Pokeballs have always been made out of wood. Except for the fucking black latch thing that goes around.
Maybe, yeah. And maybe it's just coated in some metal shit. And we always thought it was like something
metal.
Yeah,
like a nice little coat on top. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they've always been wooden. And we just never knew. Some magic wooden shit going on. Some magic right there. Maybe this game will explain some of that. I don't know. But that game looks pretty sick. And the Diamond and Pearl remake coming out later this year.
Okay. All right. Other things real quick. Construction has continued for Universal's Epic Universe, which is the thing they're doing in Orlando, Florida right now. It's a big-ass Universal, I guess they're just basically remastering their theme park and going crazy with it. They had to slow down because of COVID, but now they're back on track with it. Rumors are that it's going to carry a Super Mario Brothers world like it does in Japan, but we don't really know. Construction has just begun again, so I'm guessing towards maybe summer we'll start hearing some more shit about it. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. I just hope they bring some anime shit over. You know what I mean? Because the Universal in Japan is the shit.
Yeah, we're supposed to get a Nintendo World out here in America, right? Is there one currently being built right now?
That's what I just said.
But no, cause is there one like almost done?
I don't know about that.
No, okay, so that's what I thought too.
No, I think this is the only thing that they're building.
This is why I don't always believe kids, because I had this one dude telling me, he's like, oh yeah, they're almost done with the Hollywood one. I was like,
I see what you're asking. Okay,
I don't think they're gonna build one there either, because that shit's too small. If it's gonna be anywhere, it's gonna be in Florida, because they have more room.
I think they could.
There you go.
I think they could build it here, but I think if they do,
Something you love is gonna go.
Yeah. Which is the burn about fucking Universal in California. Yeah. I know we're the original, you think we're the best. It's not like...
No, I don't know how they fit that shit up on that hill, because Universal is on a fucking hill.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they managed to fucking fit some shit. That's why you have so many escalators and stairs, because you're going up and down hillsides to get to the next part of the park.
They must have hardcore shaved that shit down. Yeah. Dude, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It was cool, too. If you're driving down in out of Burbank, down Olive, and you look straight down the road, you can actually see Hogwarts right there in the hills, which is always cool to kind of see. You said this random thing, but that's how much space they don't have around there. So you can just see their shit down the road from like a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they coming soon, huh?
yeah, that's it.
All right. You got anything else you want me to move in?
I got one. Oh, you go ahead and then I'll.
Oh, I got a video for this. So a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned this Amiibo cards for Animal Crossing that were coming to America finally, and that they only worked with New Leaf and whatever other game that came out after New Leaf, and that if you used it here on your New Horizons game, that you wouldn't get anything special. Well, it looks like we're getting an update to Animal Crossing New Horizons, a current Switch game, where those Amiibo cards are actually going to have some items, and as you can see here, they're all Hello Kitty themed, right? So yeah, you'll get a whole fucking Hello Kitty set and all that. So they're actually updating the game and putting some new material in there that would actually work with the current game right now. So that's kind of cool. So we're not going to get some bullshit like we all thought. They're actually updating it, which I kind of thought they would do too. It's like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. And it looks like these card packs, these Amiibo cards, are going to be available for the first time in America on March 26th, exclusively at Target. So March 26th, go line up at Target, get these cards so you can get your Hello Kitty on in Animal Crossing.
All right.
All these furnitures and shit.
Okay. If you check it, you might see something.
All right. My bad. I wasn't even showing the video. Haha. Look
at that. Oh, wow. Yeah. Actually, show that for a second.
Yeah, like, see Hello Kitty and all that? All right. Which one? Oh, you sent me a new one, you said.
Yeah, real quick. Just check that one.
All right.
All right. So real quick on a piece of news that you have here. Did you know on YouTube, somebody has released a whole Hamilton, Act One, a whole thing of Hamilton, Act One.
Okay.
With Animal Crossing characters.
Oh, shit. They would.
It's happened, bro. It's a thing.
They totally would.
If you guys follow guitar underscore knight 14, like as in a sword knight, you know, guitar underscore knight 14, act one. The whole Hamilton
that
act one.
That is wild.
With Animal Crossing.
That is wild. I got to go see that.
Have fun with that, guys.
Yeah. Me and Carla are having dinner in a little bit. We'll watch it.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. You guys are going to love that shit. Real quick. So as soon as our last episode of... Oh, wow. We didn't talk about it. We fucked up. AJ got to talk about how he was right, and I didn't get to talk about how I was right. Real quick spoiler for WandaVision, because I have to say it to even talk about this news. Keep with the spoiler real quick. It's only going to be for a minute. Real quick spoiler for WandaVision. I guess just keep it for this news, too, while we're at it. They announced something that was shown at the end of the episode in WandaVision, the after credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of gave a hint when I mentioned that the West Coast Avengers comic is worth a bunch of money now.
Right, right.
But now I'm going to confirm for everyone. I was right for weeks and weeks. We got the White Vision, the all-white Vision. I didn't know we were going to get him the way we got him.
Right.
But I always said that was going to be a thing. All-white Vision. With blank memory, not really knowing like what the fuck's going on, but he's just gonna follow orders, and we got it at the very end of WandaVision episode 8.
Yeah.
Now there's also Funko Pops to go with them. They came out the day after the episode came out, and there's one of Agatha in her full outfit, her full witch outfit, which you see at the end of episode 8, as well as the after credit scene Vision. That's all white, you know, and
that just happened, huh? I can't believe we didn't talk about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we totally slipped on that. I was like, damn,
that I thought that happened last week.
No, it was one of the biggest things, and we both missed it. But yeah, so I said that he was gonna turn into this Vision forever.
You know what? It was after credits, so it's kind of appropriate that we waited a little bit, go over some
that's
news.
That's funny. I like that. We did it on purpose, okay. But yeah, and also there is a special edition version of this all white Vision that glows in the dark.
That's cool.
So if you want to look for that, you can. Real quick, the piece in all white Vision's forehead kind of looks like an arc reactor.
Yeah, which I didn't know. I didn't realize that right away until I was like saw some pictures. Like, oh shit! So they're using some Stark tech to turn him on. Like,
makes sense.
But did Tony Stark think about that originally?
No.
Did he think to put an arc reactor in him?
Nope.
Because they knew they needed the energy source to power him up and everything, right?
Yeah, but he never tried to do that. Because Ultron finished his production. Remember, Tony Stark wasn't done making Vision.
That's true,
and
too.
And Ultron
yeah.
stole him and finished him.
Yeah.
And then
they stole it back.
Yeah, and they stole it back, and Thor powered it. And then we're good, you know, we're good to go. But yeah, Vision, it's fucking all-white Vision, man. So I think we're about to get a Vision versus Vision. And last prediction, I think Vision's, the mind of the Vision we have within Westview is going to go into this Vision's mind. But I still feel like he's not going to have an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
Basically creating the exact white Vision we have in the comic books, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
Okay, that was it.
Wait, I got one question real quick, too. Do you think this white Vision will, like, meet its end in this series? Or do you think he will survive and we'll see him pop up in maybe other movies and other series?
Oh, no, that's what I kind of meant. I kind of meant that the Vision from Westview...
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to exist, and his mind is going to go into white Vision.
Yeah.
And from then on, that's Vision.
No, so
from now going forward in the Marvel Universe.
Okay, so he will survive through this, and they'll use him, and he'll be a character.
I think he'll work
an ongoing character.
I think he'll do what he did in the comics, which is join the Young Avengers and work for them. And if they want to change it up, you know, since he doesn't even remember who the Avengers are, you know, like even in Westview with whatever Wanda made out of him, he doesn't even know who the Avengers are or remember that. So I can imagine the kids... saying, yeah, we're the Avengers, and Vision's like,
cool,
okay, sure.
All right, me too then.
I was an Avenger, so I'll help you guys. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, we got a robot. You know, like, and then also it would be a dad taking care of his kids and he wouldn't even know. You know, so the layers there, you know.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the last piece of my news there.
And then Funko Pops coming soon, probably, right?
No, they're already out.
Oh, they're already out.
They came out the day after the episode
that
came out. Yeah, they were ready for this shit.
Okay, nice. Good job.
You want to do one more? Or should we just go to the toy roundup real quick?
Yeah, sure. We'll go and jump into that right now.
Let's do it.
So we got Wags coming back here.
Give us a little update on some toy news because we're not as great as he is. So check it out.
Welcome back to the episode of the Toy News Roundup. I'm your host, Wag. And this is my co-host, Grimlock the Cat. And he's taken off now. Bye, Grimlock. This one, first up, this one's really spoiler heavy, so if you're not caught up on WandaVision, you need to
Oh, that's
look
funny.
Look away, cover your ears, leave the room, whatever. I'm not sure how long this will take, but if you, again, if you have not caught up on WandaVision, this new figure is a spoiler.
Oh, it's a figure. Okay, it's not the Funko Pops.
Okay, I warned you. All right, so Marvel Legends, right after the episode aired, basically, a couple days after, White Vision, he was seen at the end of episode 8 after the credits rolled. This version of Vision is a repaint of the first Vision figure, done in all white with some gold accents. And I can't believe how fast they made this figure. I mean, gosh, the episode just aired a couple days ago, honestly. It's quite really, really wild. No word on accessories so far. It looks like it just has one open fist, one closed fist, and that's about it. The original Vision came with both open hands and closed fists. I think it's pretty cool that they're already doing figures for WandaVision. I would love to see a Quicksilver figure. That would be kind of cool. Actually, Marvel Legends hasn't really touched the X-Men movie line much at all. Continuing on with some Marvel Legends reveals, Hasbro revealed and has released pre-orders already for the new Marvel Legends 2-pack of Red Guardian and Melina from the Black Widow movie. And hey, Grimlock, welcome back. So this new set comes with a reissue of the Red Guardian, who's been out before in the line. Although this version comes with a mask, so there's a lot of people that are sore about that.
Ooh, to build a figure.
Like, why didn't we get a mask before? And then we have Melina, and you're changing the screen, Grimlock. And the Red Guardian comes with an alternate head with no mask, alternate hands, we're not wearing gloves, and an action figure. So you have an action figure holding an action figure. I think that's super adorable. And then Melina comes with extra hands, a grappling hook, and some batons. And that is $40. Not sure how many people are going to want this one, though. Grimlock, you're in the way! Next up, some TMNT news. Playmates is re-releasing their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie figures as a set. It's called the... Grimlock, no, don't touch the screen! It's touch screen. You move it when you do that. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie star figure set by Playmates. And it comes with six figures all together. You got the original four turtles.
These look cool. I might want to look for these.
Oh, dude, those are the ones I had as a kid.
Yeah, I had those too.
No, you closed it. I don't have the price for it anymore or anything. Nice, Grimlock. Very nice. What I can tell you, though, is there's one oddity to this set, and that is Splinter. This Splinter is actually the original Splinter done up in
I never saw that one.
Paint colors, which is very weird. Because there was a Splinter that they did make for the movie.
Yeah, there was.
And he
yeah.
Like, yeah, purple.
He was fuzzy.
It's like basically like little tiny fur texture on the toy. And so they had that, and that was pretty cool. So it's strange that they're not releasing that with this set. I don't know if flocking a figure is too expensive these days, or they're just being cheap. I mean, there's two ways to look at this, honestly. You can be positive about it and be like, whoa, a Splinter figure done in a repaint that has never been before available. Wow, unique, variant, whoa. Or, you know, you could go the route of most collectors right now going, what the frickin' crap, man, what is this? You have the figure, why not release the figure instead of repainting some crappier figure that barely resembles, how could you do this to me? This is terrible. So yeah, you can look at it that either way. I think, why didn't they just... I'm more with the other side where, why didn't you just give us the Splinter that actually is from the movie?
Maybe they lost a mold.
Instead of this crappy... You're, like, cheaping out on us. This is stupid. Anyways, I'm not sure what the price is because this guy closed the window. But it does come in a little cool box that kind of resembles a movie trailer. Sort of.
Oh, like that's crazy.
Release date, I have no idea because he closed the window again. And that's thank you very much, co-host. Closing all my windows.
The subway they lived in.
Dude. So Jack Specific, the license holder for Sonic the Hedgehog toys right now, is dipping into the higher end premium toy market. You know, the mostly Japanese companies do like Figma and Rivoltech, where they have like really expensive figures. It comes with a ton of accessories, great detail, all that kind of stuff. Usually between like $40, like $100, that kind of price. That's what I mean by higher-end premium figures. So they're taking Sonic the Hedgehog into that line, and to celebrate its 30th anniversary, ouch, we're old, they're releasing a 6-inch Sonic the Hedgehog premium figure. They're releasing a... They're releasing a 6-inch Sonic the Hedgehog Collector's Edition figure. It stands at 6 inches.
Okay.
It comes
looks
with
cool.
a display stand.
That looks
display
dope.
Stand. 3 sets of eyes and 3 sets of mouths. And the idea
wow.
is the eyes.
Switch
your
mouth.
Move the mouth and you interchange it and you get like tons of different expressions. They have Nine. Open eyes, half open eyes, closed eyes, mouths are smiling, teeth. Oh, from this it looks like it's hard to see.
Like a side grin.
It's got like a kind of a upside down sad
like
face
a smirk.
Like over here somewhere. I mean, you know, all sad faces are upside down faces. But
so he's
he also
happy.
Comes with just one extra hand and it's holding the power ring. It's holding a power ring. It has. It looks like it has multiple joints. It has, well, not that many. It has a elbow. It has shoulder joints, elbow joints. The head turns. The legs turn. The shoes hopefully turn. But looking at the image, the degree of motion is very minimal on that elbow bend, like this much. How much would you pay for a figure like that?
$30.
I would pay $20 because that's. What it looks like.
Looks
to me,
big.
It looks like a $20 figure.
I feel like 30.
But Jack Specific is asking for $42.
That's fine.
It's a good idea.
It's not as bad as it could be.
But it could have been executed much better, in my opinion. If they really want to do a higher end premium figure, I have tons of ideas I can tell you as to how they can make this $42 worth. But that's a whole other video right there, so I'm not going to get into that. But hey, 30 years, Sonic the Hedgehog. Woo!
Yeah.
Was it 7 when Sonic came out? Really? God.
Mm hmm. Yep.
Also not toy related, but I think it's super cool. Magic the Gathering has announced 2 new expansions. Expansions, that's right, expansions. From my understanding of the article. Called Worlds Beyond, where they're doing whole sets based on licenses, because they're doing licenses now. In the past, they've done Godzilla and The Walking Dead with varying degrees of success. With varying degrees of success, I really did dig the Godzilla line. So they announced an expansion for Warhammer, if anyone plays that miniature game, and Lord of the Rings! Yes, soon you'll have your own partner commander deck with Frodo and Sam. So if you guys wanted to join Magic...
Frodo.
Now is a great time. If you guys are fans of Lord of the Rings, obviously. And the last piece of news I'll touch on, I had more, but this guy closed it all, and I can't find it. LEGO put out a very small teaser, like very small teaser, for their upcoming LEGO Ideas set starring Winnie the Pooh. And it's like a 12-second commercial and you get this image of Winnie the Pooh at the very end.
That is very creepy. I don't like it. It's very ominous.
And the idea is based off of submission because that's what LEGO Ideas are. It's mm-hmm. submissions by people. They do these sets and then LEGO's like, oh, I like this set. We're going to take the idea and we're going to sell it. And you get the reward that, hey, you made a set.
That's your reward?
You for it.
No money?
As far as I know. Maybe they get some kind of monetary.
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe they get some kind of reward. I don't know. But LEGO basically
well, let's look into that.
Money.
They're making some money for that.
Steals the idea and puts it out there. But it was based on a submission. It was based on this submission. I don't know who submitted it.
That's cool.
But this is Owl's House, I think. And we got a horrifying looking piglet. That's the first thing I saw in this picture. Terrified me. It's wow.
Tigger's huge.
Oof. It's like someone murdered Piglet and is wearing his skin.
Wow. That's very detailed.
So off-putting. But I'm excited. I'm a big fan of Winnie the Pooh. That'll do it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to thank my co-host Grimlock for getting rid of a lot of my news.
Cat is Grimlock?
Nuisance, but also very adorable at the same time. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one. Oh, one more thing. Anthony, I love the opening crawl that you gave me. It's super cool.
Damn right.
Very in theme with him. Real quick, did you know Winnie the Pooh is banned in China?
Why?
Interesting story. I'm glad you asked. Well, apparently one of their leaders in China.
Oh,
well, looks
what up. Are their leaders? How many leaders they have?
They got, you know, one of their top people, whatever. The
okay,
fuck,
all right.
Senator. They don't have senators because
no.
It's not like
or
that.
Or presidents.
But, you know, it's like prime minister, whatever. One of their high-ranking guys, right?
Uh-huh.
He
people, the government.
People think he looks like Winnie the Pooh. And people always put memes of him and Winnie the Pooh together. And then mysteriously, a year after that shit started happening, China put a ban on Winnie the Pooh. The only Disney character. And everyone's like, Really, bro? Like, you're that offended that you just put a ban on it in the whole country? Like,
that's crazy that yes. they could just go out and just do that. Like,
communism, bro. Like, yeah, they run that shit. Like, they'll do whatever, they put whatever they want out.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And the fact that they get that upset over it, too, though.
His feelings were so hurt because he looks like, it's not our fault you look like Winnie the Pooh, bro. People are just calling out the statement, you know?
Damn.
And,
that's crazy.
It's funny. My girlfriend was telling me about how some singer was saying, "Stop sending me this." And it was a picture of her singing and then like a Pokemon that looks just like her. And she's like green. She's wearing a green dress and the Pokemon's green.
That sounds familiar.
Fuck, who was it? But she said on her Twitter, like with exclamation marks, "Stop sending me this." It's like, I know.
Might have been like Gardevoir or something like that.
Oh, I gotta ask her.
Speaking of toys, I went to Frankenstein's today and I picked up this, which I think is freaking cool.
Ooh, that's like an old school one, huh?
No, this is not even old school. I don't think this is legit, like, made by Nintendo or anything like that. This might be some knockoff. Actually, it might be Chinese knockoff, speaking of China and all that.
Oh, I think it is, because it doesn't say the Pokemon company.
But, dude, check it out. This, you can actually put the Pokemon into the Pokeball and then throw the ball in the ball, and he actually comes out. So he actually turns, like, the Venusaur here that I got actually turns into a ball so it fits inside of the Pokeball.
Ooh.
So that he can pop out. I just thought that shit was sick. Like, I've never seen, they've never done that. Whenever they have like a Pokemon toy that you put into a Pokeball, it's usually the Pokemon's just normal size and a Pokeball's just overly big so you can sit inside. Or maybe the Pokemon's just really tiny so it can fit in the ball.
Yeah, dude, that's how mine's. I remember I was so disappointed with a lot of Pokeballs I bought that had a Pokemon inside and the Pokemon's like this. I'm like,
yeah. I was like, that's okay, that's cool, whatever.
You guys had room.
But this one actually, like, you know, you fold them up almost and you can fit them inside the ball. So. And it's Venusaur, so I love Venusaur.
Yeah.
Speaking of toys, I picked that up. All right, let's get back into news.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
News.
What?
All right. I'm going to kick us off with a couple pieces real quick. Thor, Love and Thunder has begun filming.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about that because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
Aww.
One thing I will mention real quick.
Aww.
Luke Hemsworth and Matt Damon are in this Thor movie as well.
Matt Damon?
Yeah, they were in the last one. You don't remember?
Oh, that was his brother too?
Yeah, and Luke Hemsworth. Yeah.
I didn't know that was his brother. I was like, who's that other guy?
Yeah, right? Yeah, Matt
That's
Damon.
Funny.
Matt Damon was Loki and Luke Hemsworth was Thor.
Okay.
And
that's funny.
You know, they had a little play moment.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, you know, I can't put up the picture, so I did not bring a picture for it because I don't want to spoil shit for anyone.
Okay.
But they are back and they are the same characters they were before.
That's hilarious.
And from the picture I seen, let me just tell you, I started fucking busting up laughing as soon as I saw the spoil, like, you know, the, you know how they got pictures of them doing the filming and shit?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of them doing the filming and I just fucking fell out laughing right away. So that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to hype it up too much, but, you know, if you guys are a fan of Thor, like, the next one looks like it's going to be pretty
funny. Is it going to be like, what was that name of that episode in Avatar? The Fire Emblem players?
That's kind of what it was.
Is it like that? Yeah.
Well, that's what it was in Ragnarok, I felt.
That's what
like.
It was in Ragnarok, right? Yeah. Is it going to be the same thing in Love and Thunder? Are they retelling?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, okay, fine.
I feel like it's not fair to spoil it.
Fine.
I'll tell you after the podcast if you really want to know.
Okay.
Mm. But yeah, Luke Hemsworth and Matt Damon are returning for Thor 4. I thought that shit was really funny. There's other things I learned about Thor 4, but they're really spoilery. I'm just not going to talk about them.
Okay.
All right. Other thing I was going to say real quick. There will be a Hello Kitty movie.
Whoa.
This shit is real, and I guarantee you that's just going to make $1 billion. I'm going to call it right now. This is going to make $1 billion.
Now, when you say because there's been Hello Kitty movies before, like a TV show at least, you know?
No, this
some
will be
spin-off, some straight-to-DVD type of thing.
This will be a CGI live-action hybrid.
Okay, then. Whoa.
Yeah. It's written by, let me tell you who's involved.
Bats Maru.
Jennifer Coyle, who's the producer for Harley Quinn on HBO.
Okay.
So it's a very funny female adult humor.
Okay.
And then it's written by Leo Matsuda. And Leo Matsuda has written Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
Both of them. Big Hero 6.
Oh.
The Simpsons movie, which I loved.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so other things that she produced besides Harley Quinn, she also directed Spectacular Spider-Man, which is like the best Spider-Man animated series as far as action goes. Bob's Burger, which is hilarious.
Mm.
And whatever the hell Superhero Girls is, she did that.
I think that's the DC shit, where it's all the DC girls teaming
like
up together.
Supergirl, Batgirl, Wonder Woman. Like, yeah. I think I've seen that before.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's cool. it's the right staff, I'd say, from what we know about what they've done before.
They have a good resume there. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be entertaining enough that like, you'd want to watch it, you know, even if you're an adult. So.
Right.
But, all right. Just a couple things I want to throw out there real quick, AJ.
All right. So, in other news, we got this thing I just kind of came across, and I was excited that I didn't know about this sooner, because when I found out about it and I wanted to go buy this thing, it was sold out. But you remember Strong Bad, right? Homestar Runner?
I remember Strong Bad? Fuck yeah, I do. Homestar, Strong Bad, you know, to the cheat? How
the
can
cheat.
I forget, you know?
Yeah. Well, they actually have an album that came out on CD that I end up buying on actual CD, compact disc. This is old technology. It had like the Char Door song, and it had just other random song, and it was called Strong Bad Things, right? It's on vinyl now.
Oh, shit.
With new art and everything.
Dude, that's fucking perfect right there.
Right?
I am looking like Strong Door.
I don't know what he looks like.
And oh, what? That's Homestar?
That's
that's not Homestar.
Strong Sad.
His brother. Right. Yeah, his brother.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty much all the songs that were on that CD is going to be on this vinyl.
Wasn't our Spanish teacher that told us about him?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he was like bored in one day. He's like, all right, we're going to watch some of these videos. And it was all this, like, Strong Bad emails. I was like, this shit's awesome. And I just fucking went through that shit over time. So.
I was looking forward to his classes for that one.
Yeah. So this is on vinyl now. You can go and buy it. And I went to go see how much it was, and it's out of print already. But restock is planned for the summer. So I gotta wait a while.
I can hear Strong Bad saying restock is planned.
But yeah, check out the art here. Check this out. It comes with a little letter. It looks like it's signed by Strong Bad, and it's on old school, what do they call it? Dot matrix printer paper.
Oh, wow.
Just like his emails. His emails were always end.
Oh, that's funny.
With that little piece of paper coming down.
I forgot about
that. So it's
that.
On that same paper, which is fucking awesome. And then also they have this. So if you have a record player, you can have your vinyl sit
the
on something.
Cheat!
So this is, what do they call this? Vinyl slip mat. So they have the cheat slip mat. Looks all like 80s, like rainbowy and everything. Says Fahuga Gods, which is another one of Strong Bad's songs. So I'm kind of excited
this
when this
got
is available.
This one's got deep with the references.
I love it. Which is cool. But yeah, like, I'm totally going to pick this up when it's available. Oh, it's $25. Fuck yeah, I'm getting that. How much is this? Does not say. But yeah, look out for that. Of course, I'll update you. That's $9. I'm getting all this for sure. But yeah, look out for that. Fangamers.com is where you can go and find us and put yourself on a notify me email wait list, so when it comes out you'll be notified right away for it. The vinyl is just one vinyl, two-sided, with 20 tracks on it in total.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think this had late summer is what they said it's going to be back in stock, which is a while away.
All right.
But yeah, can't wait for that to come back.
Real quick piece of news. Do you know what's been reaching the top of the iTunes charts? Not like the highest, but definitely the top 5 in the past week.
Wait, say that again. I was
Do
reading
you know
Wax's
what,
comment.
Would you like to guess what song has been making high rankings for the iTunes sales individually, like in the past week?
Fuck.
Or two? Take a guess.
Is it like a new song, or is it like something a little older?
Something new. Take a guess.
Fuck, I don't have no clue. I don't know what's new at
bro.
All.
Bro. Just take a wild guess. Just a wild guess.
Something from Japan. BTS. That's not Japan.
That's Korea.
But
Okay, no. It's Agatha All Alone.
Oh my god, I should have fucking got
that. I was really surprised you didn't say it. That shit has been topping the iTunes charts. Apparently everyone's buying that shit.
That's funny.
And then
that's cool. They can make money off of it, I suppose.
And last time, Marvel puts out a soundtrack for everything, but they can't put everything out until so as the episodes came out, that came out. Mm. And everyone
are the other Wanda openings available?
Yeah, they're all there.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love the second one. That's my favorite one. Mm. WandaVision. Really,
you gotta hear a remix of that.
Oh, how come no one's done that, right? Oh, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, the one we depicted last week by Skippy Beats, I think is the name.
Mm.
Oh man, that version of, we played of Agatha there. All Along was so dope.
We played it before the show even started.
Yeah,
guys, tune in live. If you're watching this on YouTube or if you're like, well, listening to the podcast, you got to go check us out live because sometimes before the show or even after the show, we'll talk about random shit sometimes. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then if you're here, maybe you'll you know, talk about more shit. One day, I want to just play some games right before the show while T's doing whatever he does before the show, you know? So you can tune in for that. Anyways.
All right. Real quick, actual news here.
That wasn't news?
No, that was just a little thing that I mentioned.
That might be nominated for a Grammy next year, dude.
Yeah, imagine, like, she fucking wins a Grammy just for that little side thing she did. Like, that'd be funny. Okay. Wesley Snipes was questioned recently by people asking...
By police.
You know, by I think by Twitter.
Oh, same thing.
If he's, it's the same thing, yeah, for sure. Wesley Snipes was questioned, you know, do you have any attachment to Blade... You know, the MCU's Blade coming forward, like, you know, are you going to have any involvement, any cameos, or any you're going to produce, or anything, you know?
He's like, I can't talk about me being Wesley, sorry.
That would have made sense, right? That would have been so good. But, actually, he went out of his way to say, which, so this is actually something we covered last year, so this might be known by a lot of people. He went out of his way to say, no, I actually have no involvement with it.
He did say that.
Yeah, he was kind of mad before, but he didn't sound mad. He didn't sound mad this time. He was like, you know, I don't have no involvement. He's like, but you know what? He's like, this guy, Mahershala Ali, is really good. He's a hell of an actor, you know. He's got a hell of a job ahead of him, but he's a hell of an actor, and I wish him all the best.
He has
you know?
Some shoes to fill, but you know.
I feel like that's what he was like low key saying, you know. But he was like, you know, I believe in him. I think he could do it. He said, no. He's like, I have no problem with it at all. He's like, we have our own project over at my studio, and he's like, we call it our Blade Killer.
Damn, really?
Yeah. What he said?
Words, huh?
Yeah, he said we have one which is a female action franchise, and also what we call our Blade Killer, our Blade on steroids, and we set our character in the world of shapeshifters and a little bit of time travel. But the action is going to be, well, you know, what we did white belt action in Blade. Now we're going to do black belt action.
Whoa, okay.
He's just being a dick, I feel like. He's being a fucking dick. He's mad.
Yeah.
He didn't get picked. They didn't hit him up. He's sad. I get it, bro.
That's right.
But I just thought he would have it out of his way to say we're tentatively calling our Blade Killer project, you know?
Hey, like, no, he's being smart, though. He's like, oh, we're talking about Marvel Blade shit. This is pretty big right now. Let me insert my own little thing right here so I can get some traction with this thing I'm talking about with Marvel. So I see what he's doing.
Yeah, it's not stupid. I'm not saying that. Just
marketing, you know, just, you know, textbook marketing right there.
Just coming off a little bitter, bro. That's all. Just coming off a little bitter.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, true.
All right, AJ, you got one for us?
Yeah, so I just talked about some vinyls. I got more news on more vinyls that I've also been waiting for. But recently, I just bought the Tekken 3 vinyls, right? For the soundtrack for that.
Yeah.
Well, they also announced like 2 years ago that they're going to do all the whole series. Like,
yeah.
Tekken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
All of them.
Maybe 7, I'm not sure. And also Tag and Tag 2, I believe is what they said. Well, they finally announced when Tag is coming out. And Tekken 4, which I am down for. And check out these. Like, first off, I want this one. Check out this art on here.
Ooh.
Inside the cover. Actually, Julia.
Is this Tekken 2?
This is Tag.
Oh, it's Tag. Okay.
Yeah, this is Tekken Tag. Which I like Tekken Tag's music for sure, and just because Julia's art is in here, like I'm down for that. And then for Tekken 4, this looks pretty cool too. They have what's her name right here, Christy and Yoshimitsu. You got Beetleborg Yoshimitsu here for the cover art or the inside cover art, which is pretty dope. And they also colored vinyls again too for this one. And they are Tag and Tekken 4, they're 50 and 35 respectively there. So look out for that. Actually, I don't think they have a date yet on these, but they are up for pre-order right now. So if you're interested in getting them and want to pre-order them. Oh, actually, orders will ship in July for Tag. And then what does 4 say? Tekken 4 soundtrack on vinyl shipped out also, actually in July. So June and July. Did I say June for the first one? So July for 4. I don't know what I just said, guys. I'm sorry. I'm going back to see what I just said. Yeah, both of them July. Cool. So shipping in July. So I think I might go ahead and pre-order these now. So,
all right.
Because fuck yeah. I fucking missed Tekken 2, dude. I wasn't talking to you, bitch.
Hey, man. Don't get violent with the fucking watch, okay? Just calm down.
But yeah, I missed out on Tekken 2. So they will sell out, guys, if you're not quick on these. If you're interested in getting these. So I'm surprised they lasted as long as they did. But I wasn't able to get Tekken 2 like I wanted. I got Tekken 3 though, which is cool. So I'll be getting these two. Anyways, what you got?
All right, a couple pieces of news real quick. The Proud Family. Anybody ever used to watch that one?
No.
It was a Disney show that was fucking hilarious. It was a cartoon comedy, kind of like Rescue Rangers, Goof Troops. You know, it was a Disney Plus show.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, not Disney Plus. Disney Channel show.
Yeah, Disney Channel.
And, you know, it was about a black family, you know? Just a regular black family. It was a comedy. It was hilarious, mm-hmm. you know? And it was really fucking good. Like, people always talked about it. I remember I didn't want to watch it forever. This was, like, in that category with Avatar to me. Because everyone's like, hey, you should check out Proud Family. I'm like, I'm going to watch a kid's show, bro. I need to watch a kid's show.
Right.
And they're like, nah, it's good, you know? And I watched it randomly. I'm like, this shit's good. And I found myself fucking, like, watching it every time I was home and it was on.
That's cool.
Yeah. And
I've heard of it, but I've never actually seen it, though.
Well, you know, it's on Disney Plus. If you get bored, you should check it out. But, you know, they've rebooted it with the same writer, same director.
Oh, that's cool.
And all the same cast has come back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, everybody from, you know, Penny to Sugar Mama, they all back. That's Sugar Mama. You can imagine the old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
The bitter old lady. But, yeah, all of them, all the voice cast came back because they were excited. The writer and director said that they've been planning this forever. They've always wanted to do this. You know, they just didn't know if it was possible. But, yeah, they were like, it was always a thing in their mind that was going to happen. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool myself, too. I was like, damn, Proud Family's coming back. And it's cool because it showed a black family, and it was funny, but it wasn't too stupid. It wasn't stupid, you know? And
yeah.
It really showed, like, the world a little bit. I liked it a lot. It was really good.
All right. Nice. When is this new series coming out? So the original is on there already, right?
Yeah, the original's already on there.
So probably just a continuation of that?
It is. And it's coming out later this year. Later this year, nice. I haven't got the date, but I'll find out for you.
Animated the same way probably, too?
Yeah, same art, same animators. There will be different styles. They will not look like this. If anyone knows what I'm showing you here on our visual, this is exactly how they looked last time, but they will not look like this. They will have new styles, new looks, but same artists. So I'm sure that it's going to be true to the feel.
That sounds cool.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for Proud Family. Other thing, there's an anime, or I'm sorry, a manga that will be an anime soon, I think later this year, called Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
Bro, it's fucking wild. He has a chainsaw for a head and two chainsaw arms.
Is he friends with Alicia from Tekken?
Not that I know of, but okay. I would imagine they go to the same parties. And his story is basically that he was somebody who was down in his money and, you know, he started doing these shitty jobs, like these shitty, like dark, like violent jobs to fucking get money. And then somebody he knows and believes in betrays him. And with the power of the devil and his demon dog he has, he becomes Chainsaw Man. And he fucking gets, it's all about him getting revenge. I don't know. I just seen the fucking reviews for it are just so high. And I'm like, it sounds so fucking stupid.
I think Wags has seen it because he says loved it.
Oh, wow. Wags already knows about it. There you go. I've seen pictures of it and I've heard like things about it, and I think it sounds so fucking stupid, but everyone always says, no, it's good, it's fucking really good, you gotta read it, it's great writing,
it's blah, ended blah. Already he said,
yeah,
so it has an ending. Okay,
so right now the closeout for the ending of it, they've sold 9.3 million copies of this fucking comic, bro. 9.3 million.
Wag says read it.
I do want to. I think I'm gonna wait for the anime though, because I think the anime is either coming out late this year or early next year, so I think I'm gonna wait it out. Wags, I want to read it, but I'm gonna wait. But I was shocked. 9.3 million copies. That's globally.
That's crazy.
So that's Japan, America, Europe, whatever. All that shit.
That's pretty good.
But I'm like, damn, this show must be on fire, dude. Like, that's almost as much as Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Slayer, I think, sold 12 million copies last year, you know?
That's wild. Okay, nice.
Yeah. Just
what's it called again?
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. I can't forget
that. Can't fuck that up.
Yeah, you can't. What's the story about the man with the chainsaw? Oh, wait, Chainsaw Man.
Facts.
the gore and nudity will be toned down in the anime. So, yeah, see, if you want to get full gore and full nudity, I got to read the manga.
I do like gore and nudity. You hit me where I live, Will. should I give another piece of news or you want to go?
How much you got left? I got one left, really.
Okay, yeah.
I got some side ones I can read through real quick, but...
Let me go off real quick, just for one or two more. the first space hotel.
Coming soon.
Because, you know, I don't know if anyone's been paying attention, which me and AJ talked about earlier, but space is the new fucking thing. Since late last year, early this year... All the countries, including America, Russia, China, are all talking about going to outer space and how we're going to start construction there and we want people to live there on the moon and Mars, all this bullshit. Trips to outer space are becoming a thing. And now they're going to have the first hotel in outer space. There's not too much detail on it. There's just a little bit of a look. If you want to take a look at that, there's Google. There's a few more pictures of the lobby, but this is how the rooms are basically going to look or what they're planning for them to look like. I'll tell you what, I won't be part of that first wave. I don't want to fucking get up there and find out, oh, aliens just took everybody, you know?
the first time, right?
Yeah, right? The first time, like,
our first 100 people got abducted by some beings. We're not sure where they're from.
And you're like, wait, what do you mean? I mean, we went up to the space station and no one was in it. So, and you're like, we don't know. This is a new frontier we're talking about here.
What I'm afraid of is like, oh, yeah, meteor came by, destroyed, you know, half the thing. And, you know, space has no air, so everyone got sucked into space.
Oh, shit, AJ. That's even more realistic. I hadn't thought about that. That's almost more terrifying. Thanks. But there will be space hotels as well as space travels very soon. They say by 2027, we will have space hotels active and ready to go.
I'm down, though.
I mean, bro, I'll take a trip to outer space. I'm not fucking spending a day or two in another. No, bro. I'm not dying on somewhere that's not Earth. No way.
but it's above Earth at least.
Fuck,
you know?
That, bro. You go for it and tell me how it goes.
And again, you know, if that shit breaks open and shit, guess where you're falling? To Earth. May not be in the U.S. May not be on land.
You may not be on Crispy, but you know you'll fall to Earth.
That's true, actually. You may not actually make it. You may burn in the ashes before you can make it. That's true. I didn't think about that.
They said the actual hotel will have a crew of 100. And they'll be able to
100?
Yeah, and they'll be able to accommodate 300 people at a time.
Oh shit!
Long-term population 300. So I'm guessing like you could stay for a month, you know, if you wanted to, if you had the money.
Some people
I'm sure
do
this
that.
Is gonna be fucking expensive. So I'm sure you're not gonna want to do that. They said they will have artificial.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. What's the price?
Yeah, we don't know about that yet. So there will be artificial gravity. I don't know how the fuck they're gonna do that.
The way I think they do it, which I've seen in a movie before, which makes sense, is the shit will slowly rotate at a point where like you're always being sucked down, so like it's always like you're being pulled down.
Oh.
Just how the way the whole thing just rotates slowly.
You know what? You just blew my mind, because in Space Odyssey, that movie 2001,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard of it. It's like classics, like old.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. In their spaceship, there's holes where it's rotating,
yeah.
And there they don't float. So mm-hmm. You just blew my mind right now. Now I'm like, oh, that's why that's
yeah.
happening, huh?
And then they go into one of those holes, and then they're in that
and
like,
they're
the rotation part, and now they're like, yeah, because it's always pulling, so. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Science, bitch.
And they also have 44 emergency return vehicles in case shit goes down.
In case the aliens come.
Yeah, in case the aliens do come. They're ready to shoot people back.
Equipped with lasers.
Like, yeah, they're ready to shoot you back to where you came from, you know, real quick.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting. I'm like, yeah, you guys, like I said, there's a few more pictures put out, so you can look them up. But nothing's real yet. This ain't facts. Yeah, yeah, they're just working on it.
So this also means, too, that if you have a good window, it's not going to be a good window because you're constantly rotating. So you'll see the Earth for like a couple minutes, and then you go around the whole thing, see nothing for a while.
Yeah, window seats means nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Maybe see the moon for a little bit. Who knows?
Right. All right, AJ, you want to hit us up?
Yeah, this other thing, which I'm not exactly sure what's going on with it, but Bandai Namco apparently they're trying to do this thing called Bandai Namco Next. This was recently approved to be an actual name, and eventually applies to amusement parks, esports competitions, movies, toys, plays, musical performances, radio programs, computer networks, online publications, animated feature films, and games. So, Bandai Namco Next. It's just a name that they want to apply to everything at some point, I guess. What people are saying, though, that this may be their version of a direct. They just call it Bandai Namco Next, where they kind of show us what they're all working on. So I'm pretty sure that if this starts coming out and we'll see this name around, we'll probably get some information along with it regarding Tekken and Soul Calibur. That's where my mind went with this right away. I guess Dragon Ball FighterZ, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dragon Ball Fighters. but yeah, so that's kind of a name to look out for. So if you hear that name, then you might want to pay attention to it, because it may refer to all that stuff.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that, but that's something that they kind of just got approved for.
All right. When I'll give a couple pieces of news, and then you can give your last one, and I have one more after that. Star Trek. So if anyone doesn't know, we mentioned it briefly at the beginning. CBS will be coming Paramount Plus very soon. There was a big announcement we talked about last week about all the cool things they're going to do. Star Trek Universe will be one of the projects that will be coming to Paramount Plus. And what Star Trek Universe is going to be is it's going to be a Star Trek story told throughout multiple series and things. Kind of like the MCU. But the funny thing is that Paramount went out of their way to say that it's not going to be as tightly connected as the MCU. So you're not going to have to follow on stories to be able to watch things. But if you pay attention, there's going to be connections and things like that. They said they're going to be more loose with their connections to other projects and other things. But it will be a connected universe.
Okay.
Yeah, so Star Trek Universe will be a thing. Keep an eye out for that.
That sounds cool, in a way.
Yeah. One thing I do know that they have is a kids animated thing that I didn't care about because all these fucking random aliens working together that I don't care about. But then I found out the fucking captain is going to be Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager, and she's going to be voice acting in it. And I'm like, ooh. Fuck, now I want to watch it. Bullshit. They knew how to rope everybody and all this shit, man. But yeah, so keep that an eye out. Like I said, it will not be as tightly connected as Marvel Universe, but it will definitely have a connective tissue and stories and stuff like that. Other thing I want to mention real quick. I can only talk about so much news. That's the saddest part, man. There's only so much you can talk about.
I was worried about the show being short, too. It's already been 2 hours.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. No, my bad. It's only been an hour. It's almost 2 hours.
Okay, almost 2 hours. I feel a little bit better. Okay.
All right.
Other things to talk about real quick.
I'll mention my last one here then while you
Actually, no. Way of the House Husband. Okay. It's one of my favorite mangas. I love this fucking manga. I'm on manga 5 of it, and it's really fucking good. However, they're actually going to be making an anime about it, and the trailer just came out today. I'm fucking hyped to watch this shit. It looks like comedy. It's about an ex-Yakuza who just quit the Yakuza world. It's kind of like a parody of Kenshin, I feel like.
Hmm.
He's a mafia member who just quit the Yakuza world because he wants to be a house husband and just take care of his wife and, you know.
Oh, okay.
Fucking, so he makes the dinners, you know, and fucking shops and cleans and does all that shit. But he does it with the intensity of a Yakuza. And the anime trailer just came out. I love the voice they picked for it. I feel like I've heard his voice a lot in Naruto and Bleach, like, randomly. And, like, sounds like a strong, deep-voiced Yakuza motherfucker. Talking about how you need to fucking clean your house properly, you know? Like, so I love this manga. It's hilarious.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, the anime's out. There's a trailer right now on YouTube if you guys want to check it out. It's worth it. One other thing real quick. Kingdom, an anime that I've talked about for a long time on Unfocus. There's 2 seasons out right now, and it's been about 5 years since it's come out. Third season has a promo on YouTube. It's real. There's a third season of Kingdom coming. So if anyone wants to look into that, you should. Because Kingdom is a great anime. I love that one. And it's coming back. If you've never seen it, it's a great time for you to binge watch. You can watch 1, 2, and then 3 will come out later this year.
All right. Nice.
AJ?
So in some gaming like company news, Zynga has acquired the makers of Torchlight 3 developers Intra Games? I don't know. Whoever makes Torchlight, they got acquired by Zynga, which is interesting. Which is interesting too, because Torchlight was made by someone who made Diablo or is behind Diablo, Runic Games. So Torchlight was kind of like a Diablo type of game, like almost like a Diablo killer. So people went there after when Diablo 3 came out. But yeah, so now Zynga owns this. So who knows what Zynga's going to do with this series? Zynga's been doing like a bunch of mobile games. So I think the main thing they want to do is have some type of RPG cross-platform play. Is kind of what they want to, you know, add into this Torchlight series. But I guess we'll see what else they do. But, you know, so a bunch of new... I just saw this going around everywhere, so I just thought I'd mention it. I don't know what it really means too much, but it's Zynga, though. Zynga, I don't know. They kind of scare me with their mobile gaming. So hopefully Torchlight doesn't go down the drain with them behind it now.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah. I can see that happening. Okay. 2 last pieces of news for me, and that'll be it. One is there's a new movie coming called Thunder Force. Thunder Force is, I believe there's no comic book connected to it, but it is a superhero movie. And it's actually about older, middle-aged female superheroes.
That's
something
cool.
You've never fucking heard of, right? Like, besides Black Widow, but which she don't look like no fucking older, middle-aged female superhero. But, you know, that's the only one that you can think of that even is even like that. But this story It's like I said, it's an original movie, and it's basically going to be about two friends in a world where, you know, criminals are regular. There's a lot of supervillains, but no superheroes. And, you know, these two haven't been friends since high school, and they meet again, and they reunite, and she tells her friend, like, hey, I think I got a way to give us fucking superpowers. And she's like, and yeah, the two of them get the fucking superpowers, they reconnect, and, like, you know, I guess they're going to superhero. I don't know too much more about that, but it's going to come out April 9th on Netflix. Keep an eye out for it. Thunder Force looks pretty cool.
I wonder if there's any connection to Space Force.
I feel like there's got to be some references. Their outfits kind of look like the outfits that they were rumoring it was going to look like.
Yeah, because it's Netflix, it has the word force in it, and Space Force was that comedy
with Steve Carell,
yeah, where they kind of run almost like a NASA type of thing.
You never know.
You kind of just see the office works of all that, so
I could see that.
Probably no connection, but it's possible.
Right. Other thing I was going to mention... the last thing, J.J. Abrams has been greenlit for a new Superman movie. And unlike our recent news has told, it may not be about Henry Cavill. There's a lot of news and leaks and rumors, none of this is fact, that J.J. Abrams is looking for a black Superman.
Interesting.
I don't like this, because I could like one version of this, and I could hate one version of this. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from with it. The rumor is that Michael B. Jordan will be the one that they're looking for.
Okay.
You know, he's going to be casted in this. And they asked him recently if he is casted in this or if this is a thing, you know? And he said, you know what? I'm not interested in playing a black Clark Kent. He's like, I don't think that's fair to the character. I think it's a little bit betraying of the character. Like, you know, that's just not who he is, you know?
Right.
He's like, now I would like to play Val Zod, who is a real character in the DC universe and does take the mantle of Superman, and he's black.
Mm.
He's like, I would love to play that character. And he's basically someone within he's from the original family from Krypton that fucking got away somehow, just like Supergirl, you know?
Yeah.
Somehow he got away and he comes back and he's actually cool with Clark and shit, you know? And yeah, he's black and he's a black Superman for a while when Clark can't be Superman.
Okay.
And Michael B. Jordan's saying, I would wish to be this character if I was going to be him. You know, Superman.
Val Zod reminds me of Valgov.
Oh, it does. I love Valgov. I want to check it out. Yeah, now I want to check it out. This is going to be written by Ta-Nehisi Coates. He's a writer that's done just a few movies. He's also an actor, but he's mostly a writer. And he's done a few movies, specifically Big Words and Between the World and Me. I've never seen either of these movies.
No, I don't think I've even heard of them.
Yeah, PragerU and, those are the only three movies I know that he's been... Oh, and Charlie Rose. So, yeah, all these movies are unknown to me, but he's going to be the guy writing this movie. J.J. Abrams is going to be directing/producing.
Okay.
And we don't... Like I said, again, this isn't fact that he wants a black Superman, but that's what everybody's fucking saying, that he's looking for a black Superman. They're casting for a black Superman. But we don't know anything until it's official.
Yeah.
The only thing that's weird is because Henry Cavill, they just said last week, we talked about it here on Unfocus, that Henry Cavill will continue to be in, you know, they have a plan for him and he will continue to be in DC movies. And I hope this wasn't a flip on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Instead, that they're separate projects.
So then maybe they will do this Val Zod dude. Maybe that's like,
I hope. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, have him in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe have him in a scenario where, okay, actual Superman, he can't do anything, he's, you know, Krypton, you know, I don't know, and then that's when this dude steps in. I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting piece of news. I'm like, damn, J.J. Abrams, because I don't know if you remember, but he's been taking over a lot of DC projects lately. He's doing Justice League Dark, and he's doing Constantine, which those will probably be connected.
Okay.
And now Bad Robot's getting a Superman movie. I'm like, oh man, is he going to be doing all the DC movies going forward? Or is he going to start to like take more of an active role in the DC movies going forward? I don't know if that'll help even, you know?
I don't know, yeah.
But anyway. but that does the news on Unfocused. AJ, what you got planned for your Unfocused week, man?
All right, we are out, but I don't know. I finished reading this Avatar, and what else do I got to read? I know. Oh yeah, I have also another Avatar to read as well.
About Korra?
Not Korra. It's a Katara story.
You about the solos? The okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And the Toph Metal Bending School one just came out too. So.
Oh shit.
So I gotta go pick that up at some point. So yeah, I'll just try to read those, and then get I've been wanting to play Pokemon more, so I want to get back into that. Well, I was thinking about it too, because I just finished that that last DLC thing, and so I was, because I heard there's two DLCs. There's the Frozen Tundra and Isle Armor, and I thought there were two separate islands. So I thought I bought the pack that gave me both. I gotta figure that out. See what's going on with that. So that's what I'm gonna do. So I can play more Pokemon. I want to get back into breeding or something like that. So.
You're getting to making them poffins, motherfucker. You better start practicing. Get ready.
Yep, that too. I've been playing more Pokemon Go recently, actually, too. So maybe play a little bit more of that. Just randomly just catching Pokemon. And I got a hold of some type of Mega Evolution gems or whatever that I can use to Mega Evolve my Pokemon. So try to figure out how that works in Pokemon Go. Okay. And then, of course, you know, the usual Soul Calibur. And, you know, continue to print some more shit, 3D printing stuff. And I don't know. That's really it. Maybe play Splatoon. I want to, but I forget that it's an option sometimes.
Yo, let's play, man. Let's league up, bro. Let's league up tonight. I've been wanting to. I've been killing motherfuckers. I want to play.
Maybe tomorrow night.
We'll All see. Right, tomorrow night. That'd be cool. Real quick, can you look up Shu McGorth? Like a picture of him?
Okay.
Okay, my Unfocus Week. I'm going to read this fucking Daredevil comic. I know I said I was already going to break into this omnibus, this thick-ass book, but I'm going to really do it. I'm going to break into it. And start reading it. I'm definitely gonna finish Battlestar Galactica season 2. I'm almost done with that shit right now. I got like picture. 4 or 5 episodes left. And what else am I gonna do? I'm gonna play more Splatoon, like just AJ had mentioned. I would like to play some more Smash Bros. I don't know if I'll have time. Oh shit, that's a scary ass one right there. Hopefully I'll play some more Smash Bros. I'd really like that. And my last thing I wanna mention, I'm gonna keep creeping on my boy Shu McGorth. I'm gonna keep fucking looking him up and looking into some details. Because I'm telling you guys, I'm calling it right now. No one would see it coming if it's Shu McGorath and he actually fits in this whole WandaVision thing. I'm saying it's this motherfucker. We all know him from Marvel vs. Capcom, you know. He's slightly grown to popularity. I feel like now's the time to put him into life, you know. Mm. Bring out Shu McGorath, you know.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to be looking up a little more Shu McGorath stuff until tomorrow at midnight.
Weren't you maining Shuma in MVC3?
Oh, shit! You're right! I forgot! You're right! I totally forgot. He was one of my team members.
Yeah.
I like Shuma Gorath. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. Damn, look, see? I didn't even know
it's
it.
It's all connected, guys.
It's all connected.
There's a reason why he's on this track here. Because he has a connection.
Yeah. I just think it's so cool, like, this fucking weird-ass looking thing being, like, so smart and being a dick. You know what I mean? Like, talking shit to them and stuff, like... I feel like that'd be so off-putting and so different for Marvel, you know?
Yo, check him out here, chilling with, you know, which I'm pretty sure are some of the other...
How the fuck did Thanos get up? Oh, that's probably when he's wearing the gauntlet. Okay. Yeah,
that makes sense. Oh, yeah, Thanos is back there. I didn't even see him back there.
He shouldn't be there, but yeah, if he's wearing the gauntlet, yeah, he could be with those fuckers.
Okay. Who are these fuckers?
These are the Elder Gods, old ones.
And Neshuma, one of them?
Yeah, one of the oldest and most powerful motherfuckers in the whole Marvel Universe. Mephisto's to the far left there.
Yeah.
I believe that's K'thon right next to Mephisto. Okay. That's the one who controls Scarlet Witch in the comics. Don't quite know who this red, creepy, devil-looking fucker is, even though, because Mephisto's right there, so yeah. I don't know why he's there. But in the middle is our boy Shu McGorath.
Yep.
And for anyone who doesn't understand why Thanos would be there, in the comic books, when Thanos puts the gauntlet on, he gets so powerful, he ascends to a fucking spiritual plane. Where he goes to the level of gods. And so his human body, his physical body is stuck there tripping out while he's there with the gods and shit.
Damn.
And that's when Nebula takes the fucking gauntlet off his hand.
Mm.
And instead of giving it to the Avengers like she said she would,
yeah.
She puts it on and shit just goes fucking wild, you know?
Yo, what if Thanos did do this, but we just didn't see it?
And his spirit's up there. Oh, that's interesting.
Or maybe not his spirit. Like, maybe his spirit's not even up there right now. But, like, what if he had this moment and shit and talked to them, planned some shit out, and then he's like, all right, well, we talked. We're good now. We'll have another meeting next week. And then he went ahead and just destroyed the gems because maybe they were talking some mad shit he wasn't down with.
Oh, I could see that shit. Damn. Maybe that's why he destroyed the gems?
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
That's not what you were saying.
I was saying for that reason, but maybe, yeah, that'd be a crazy thing, too. Maybe he destroyed them because these guys...
He connected with these fucking gods, yeah. And they have plans and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And, you know, I think maybe if they go this way with WandaVision, maybe the Celestials are up there, too.
Yeah. And you know what? We wouldn't know about that being a thing, too, because they killed that Thanos, and the Thanos we end up getting in Endgame was a Thanos from the past.
You know,
so we wouldn't have this knowledge at all.
That's true. maybe Thanos going to this realm is why he decided to be peaceful and just be a farmer and like, you know, I'm gonna stop fucking shit up and get rid of the stones. Like, I need to stop, you know? Like,
that'd be crazy, yeah. And Thor didn't get a chance to talk too long, so maybe he didn't get to explain any of that.
Yeah.
Because he went off with his head afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, Shuma-Gorath is a main villain of Doctor Strange, as well as the Marvel Universe as a whole. Just a lot of people don't know he's there. He's always trying to take over our world and fucking... He's powerful enough to do it, but Doctor Strange keeps him out, you know? So I think that'd be a pretty cool premise for Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, you know?
All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
All right, guys, thanks for following us, for checking us out this week. We'll see you next time.
That's right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
That's old. It's been there.
Well, I like it. I didn't know they actually said things.
collision28.com/discord to join Discord as well.
And Stitcher and Spotify, we're there too.
Don't forget to subscribe!